Welcome to the show.
Is that like your formula now?
Hey everyone, it's Sunday, December the 18th. My name's Maddie, and you're listening to the Matt and Tank Podcast. Joining me this week, I get higher no matter which way I do it, it just goes up.
That's getting longer and longer every week. I like it.
Oh, it gets longer and longer every week.
Hey,
Kevin Byers here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to this amazing, high quality.
Hey, man, you want to bring this in? You feel free to bring this in however you want.
I tried.
You're
I
started terrible.
Doing it, and you took it
first
away
of all,
me.
Sith the terrible. You're terrible. I hate you. I hate this house.
Whatever. Snipers are terrible.
Don't say that.
So bad.
Let's not say things we can't take back.
All right, I fucked your mom.
Also joining us, Max Gonzalez.
Hi.
Hey, man.
How you doing? I've been gone for a little bit. Like one episode actually, right? Or is it two? I can't remember. It feels like it's been an eternity.
You fell asleep at the end of the last one, so
the last like minute because we didn't wrap up quick enough.
Okay.
That's what she said. Let's move on.
Also, Eric Peterson.
Yes, I'm here.
Back again. Second.
Yes.
Kick at the.
We're gonna take another stab at this thing.
Another stab. Mm.
Yes.
Stab at the.
The whole being on the podcast thing. It went well.
Yeah. Did it actually go well? I didn't listen to that episode.
I think so.
Okay.
Thanks for your vote of confidence there. I like that.
I don't know. There were some murmurs.
Kev, did you listen to that episode?
He was part of it.
That episode, yeah. Also joining us, Ashley Marie.
Come on, guys. Can I get a redo?
No.
Oh.
Were you waiting for her to jump in, or were you just...
I don't know what I was waiting. I was having a mental crisis with which name to use.
No, I was really expecting a much better intro. So let's try that again.
What's your official title?
My official title? Mm-hmm. Like my name or my title?
Title.
We're online I'm an associate aliases. Recruiter.
Okay.
Cupcake.
Also joining us this week, none other than associate recruiter from BioWare Edmonton, Ashley. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I was waiting for those horns.
That was
fantastic.
You were supposed to do that for us, Max. You had supposed to have
that
all queued up.
I'm sorry. Can you say it one more time, Eads?
Get a cause of power to Edmonton Marie!
Is that better?
A little better. Yeah.
I like it.
Just finishing my root beer. Finishing my dinner.
Fantastic. What'd you have for dinner, Eric?
I had
blindsided me
chicken patties with homemade French fries, corn, and pineapples.
Nice.
I only bought pineapples because they were on sale, and I had to make use of a wedding gift that I got.
Is it a
pineapple? My dad bought me a engraved pineapple slicer.
I like how you have to explain for some reason. I
that
only use the pineapples.
You definitely have to explain that meal because that's like
it is because it's not a normal meal. But the pineapple, I was at the grocery store, and I usually don't buy pineapples because they're kind of painful to purchase. You just hold on to them. But then I'm like, I got a wedding gift from my dad, and it's an engraved pineapple slicer. I should probably use it at least
once.
What
is it engraved with?
Well, it was kind of a joke because I didn't tell my dad what I wanted. And he's like, if you don't tell me what you want, I'm going to get you an engraved pineapple slicer. And sure enough, he did. It's a pineapple slicer that has a metal handle, and he took it, I think it's like Things Remembered or something in the mall, and he got it engraved with mine and Christy's name and our wedding date. So,
does it take the core out, like the middle part of the pineapple?
Yeah, it's actually really kind of cool because it's going to be one of those things that I hand down to my kids and hopefully they hand down to theirs, and it's going to be the Peterson family pineapple slicer.
You know, your kids are going to get this thing when it comes time for you to hand it down, and they're going to be like... Really?
Well, pineapples are gonna be extinct by then.
I'm gonna make a big deal out of it too. Like it's gonna be this
video
thing.
Will.
Like, especially if I have like 15 kids, they're gonna want the pineapple slicer.
They call them to the top of this mountain.
You're gonna have to. You're gonna have to ingrain that in their memories of their childhoods. You're gonna have to use that pineapple slicer all the time.
You're right.
Otherwise,
it's kind of flimsy,
be,
though, because I might break it.
Either that, or you can, like, mount it on the wall.
Yes.
Above the mantel place.
Above the mantel
like,
place.
Put it in a
just
glass
be like, don't
case.
Don't touch with... it.
You only use it for special occasions.
Special occasions that never come.
No, no, no. We're going to use the good pineapple
maybe,
slices.
Maybe
for this one.
Whenever we get family pictures taken, it could be part of the family pictures, too.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, that's creepy.
That would be amazing.
He's just holding the pineapple slicer.
It's like, all right, Junior, here's your pineapple slicer for your first birthday. Hold on to it.
You're finally old enough, Tommy. It's time to work the pineapple.
It even
slicer.
Has its own sheath too. Like it's got a really cool, handy sheath, and it stays in the drawer quite nicely.
Did it come with like a sharpening stone?
No, it didn't. That's why I'm going to use it sparingly.
Is it a lightsaber pineapple slicer?
Not quite. It still uses regular blades.
That probably wouldn't even work that good.
I think it would work super good.
Wait, I would like you would like cook your pineapple as you cut it. Who wants cooked
pineapple?
Why do pineapple?
You want?
Yeah,
all
gross.
For your pizza.
No, disgusting.
No, it's like
cooked
you
pineapple
can have it with ham.
Seared.
Cooked pineapple is terrible.
Kevin with puts it in his omelets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be careful.
I could see it. I could see that.
It's really good.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go throw up.
I'm with you there, Kevin.
All
over
myself.
Gross. Okay, I'm with you there.
All over myself.
You had pineapple and corn. All right, so you can't talk to me.
Chicken patties.
Yeah, it was kind of just a hodgepodge of a dinner plate. I just kind of started mixing stuff together and.
I like
it.
That phrase, hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge, piecemeal.
Don't hear it enough.
Yes.
Hey, well, Swag's dinner. Swag's not here this week.
Aww.
He's in Vancouver.
What's he doing?
He's not at the hospital again?
No. I guess she's obviously not pregnant enough to fly, or not too pregnant to fly, because they flew to Vancouver to see Kanye and Jay-Z in concert.
Prowler!
And... surprisingly enough, a lot of Asian people in Vancouver.
Really?
What? No.
So
wow,
it really is all
that.
That
is true.
No.
That's totally true.
It's all just a bunch of going to the Kanye and Jay-Z show.
Can't believe you just
wow.
said that. Can't believe that for the second week in a
you
row.
You know, the second... I thought we'd grown as a,
you know
as
what?
A podcast.
And the only reason I'm bringing it out is because Eid said that he challenged me a couple nights ago to get... him to miss one.
They're all
because he's going to go back through the
no,
show.
No, they're all
going to
stay
it.
In. They're all going to stay in.
He said he's going to censor it. So
it's all an
the
act
views of
to make
Kevin
you
Byer
undermine
do not
yourself.
Reflect the views of Manitank.
I don't think I can undermine.
Make you
myself.
Undermine yourself at dinner dangles.
And it was just fine because it finished with an A and yeah. not an ER.
Sure.
That's
is that the rule?
That's okay.
That was his reasoning last time too. If I remember correctly.
It's I read it in the paper, man. It's got to be true.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be true.
Which paper?
Or it could be because we've
Son.
Got a black
no, okay.
president. Not, oh, wait, you're in
you
Canada.
You wrote it down and...
apostrophe S-O-N. The paper's just called Sun.
What if Obama does that? Just like he gets, you know, outvoted or whatever, and he's not going to be... He's
he
not going to have another
that
term.
He's actually a gangster.
His last speech. He just...
comes out.
I'm not going to say it, but
then
he says, peace out. Drops the mic.
That would be awesome.
Or better yet, throws the mic into the crowd and
yeah,
like hits someone in the face.
Throws the mic into the crowd and then flips them all off and then crowd surf.
There you go. Just slow fall backwards.
Oh, man.
If only.
You know what I tried for the first time today?
Crowd surfing.
No, I don't know how to pronounce it. Pho? Soup? The Vietnamese
Oos?
Soup?
Pho?
Pho?
P-H-O?
P-H-O.
Yeah.
Pho?
Pho soup.
Pho soup.
Only...
It was cool because you get like a bunch of steak in a bowl and then they pour the soup on it and it cooks the steak and it's like
they put raw steak in the bowl.
Yeah,
that's how I like my steak.
How hot is this
soup?
Really, really hot.
Like lava.
Good lord.
Like the inside of like pizza rolls, kind of hot.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
That's hot.
You guys should try it. It's pretty good.
How long did you have to wait to eat it?
Well, I took it to go. So I didn't know how to do it. I'm like, what is this? I got like three different packages in my bag and it was like bean sprouts, just bean sprouts. And I'm like, yes, bean sprouts.
Yes.
And then broth and this pile of meat on top of noodles. And I'm like, what do I do here? And then I just poured the like broth on top of it and it like cooked
Wait,
the meat
so they,
immediately.
They gave you boiling hot broth to take in your car?
Yeah. Like a, oh yeah. But they put it in a bag inside a container. Yeah. It was I thought it was pretty safe.
That would be the worst meal to try to eat on the road.
You don't eat it on the road, obviously.
Well, soup in general would be a terrible meal to eat on the road.
No, you just put it in like a travel mug.
You got those Campbell's crack ones that you open up and they heat themselves and you can drink them out of a cup.
What?
What, they heat themselves?
Crack ones?
They
heat themselves?
Yeah, haven't you seen those? You twist the bottom of them and it's got like this chemical reaction in the bottom and it heats up the whole bottle. It's kind of
give you cancer.
Awesome, so you just get the radiation soup from the store and then...
Fantastic.
But at least you don't have to use a microwave and get cancer on your testicles.
So you don't.
That was a big concern of mine.
I don't microwave my testicles.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's kind of a crotch level, isn't it?
After a shower, maybe if I'm looking to dry off.
If you need to make your testicles bigger, you just put them in the microwave for a little while.
South Park has taught me anything.
They look nice and good.
Looking strong.
Is this from experience?
Yeah.
What do you think they call them, dinner dangles?
You gotta know all the secrets, man.
That's terrible. Kev, man, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Why don't you tell me about your terrible, stupid, ugly, non-expressive, etc. poor choice of Star Wars the Old Republic character?
Before I talk about my character, I want to talk about my experience with Star Wars so far.
Okay.
So, pre-ordered the game Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and they said, we're going to send you this product key in the email, and then when you get your key, you can play the game. So I'm like, okay. Waiting for the key, checking my email, like, literally every 15 minutes. I'm like, is it here yet? Do I have the key yet? Can I play the game yet? No? Still no key? So I finally get the key, like, Friday. Start downloading the game, because... for some reason, on Origin, you have to have your product key before you can download the game. So, started downloading the game at 5:30, Friday after I got off work. And had a whole bunch of Red Bull so I could stay up for when the download's going to be finished. And when it finally finished, it was like 1:30 in the morning. And I was so happy because it was only 1:30 and fuck, I'm going to stay up till like 7 in the morning. So, starts installing, finishes installing. Oh, now there's another update. It's okay, though. This one's only 200 megabytes. Downloads that one. No big deal. Now it's 2:30. Install. Another fucking 5 gigabyte download. So I'm like, holy fuck. Freak out for another 3 hours. And this last download was downloading at like 200 kilobytes a second. I don't know why it was going so slow, but it was just... making me want to burn my house down. I don't even know what to say.
Mine was going that slow too.
So fucking angry. So I finally gave up waiting for the game to download at like 5:30 in the morning. And I'm just like, fuck it, I'm just going to go to sleep. So I go to sleep, wake up at 10 in the morning. It's all finished. I'm like, yes, get to play. I'm going to jump in the shower. I'm going to have something to eat. I'm going to do this right. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to start playing Star Wars. So I log on, start making my character. In the middle of making my character, server crash. Fuck. Log back on. Now I have a server timer queue. Like 20 minutes later, finally log on, and I get to start playing the game. So, from ordering the pre-order game and actually getting to play it was like 4 days.
It was like the anticipation, though. Did it make it that much more worth it? When you finally got to
more
play
of a letdown.
You're
just like, oh, so that's the right there. That's look at me. I'm a useless Sith class who has stupid purple eyes.
You know what?
This is great.
I have perfect purple eyes.
They're stupid.
And my green skin is beautiful.
Also stupid. Let me tell you about head tentacles.
You're just hating on aliens. Why you got to hate on an alien?
Hey, how come I'm not human either? Right? I'm cyborg, quote unquote. How come cyborgs aren't
cyborg?
Humans? Yeah.
What?
You're half machine.
Yeah, I've got like genetic.
No
genetic,
soul, I'm pretty sure.
No soul.
Yeah, no, cyborgs don't have souls.
They replace the soul with machine parts.
Yeah.
Hmm. And it's a separate race than human. That whole game, I think, has racist undertones.
Really?
Yeah, when you like choose human, it's like the description is something to the effect of like clearly the most dominant class in the galaxy. Like, whoa. Why we gotta be hating like, on the cyborgs, all right?
Well, it's nobody likes cyborgs.
Didn't humans make cyborgs? So technically,
no, cyborgs are just humans who are like, I want like an eye that can shoot lasers or something.
So when you have to go to somebody to get that done,
yeah, sure. It's like a black market cyborg. implant.
Like when a cyborg king?
Fairy. Cyborg.
Cyborg fairy.
When I think cyborg, though, for some, it doesn't... I don't think Star Wars. Maybe that's just me.
Like, I think Star Trek.
I think of, like, yeah, droidicas and stuff of, like that.
Star Trek.
The Borg.
It's all about the Borg, yeah.
Yeah, yes. That's what I think of.
Yeah, we're like the Borg without the collective. All right?
I see.
So you're useless.
Why do we, I don't know why we have to use separate drinking fountains, okay? Pretty much the same as people. We're people too.
You keep saying that and keep going to the back of the bus.
That's like two in one show.
Seat. I gotta sit behind
that
curtain.
It's a cyborg joke. God. We're talking about Star Wars here, people. Why you gotta keep bringing it into the real world?
I don't think they're doing that. I don't think we're doing that.
Making it all serious.
Wow.
So yeah, no, I'm having a good time with Star Wars. So far, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we played a bunch today.
Yeah, played a bunch.
Played a few hours in between my disconnects and hour-long server queues.
Yeah, I still have not had more than a five-minute server queue.
Apparently, they like you better. Maybe it's just cyborgs have longer server queues.
Yeah. Me and my long green tentacle ear hair things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what total download size can I expect? Because, like I was saying
gigs.
Before the show, how big?
20 gigs.
It was smaller than that, I think.
A little bit smaller, but yeah, not much.
I thought they'd go overnight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It only took me like four hours.
I don't believe you.
4 or 5 hours. Well, I started it, I woke up at like 1 and was like, and a friend texted me, he's like, I'm on this server and I'm a bounty hunter, what class are you playing? I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? Oh, right, The Old Republic came out. So I went and I'm like, okay, pre-order, and then download, or I got my pre-order key and started downloading, and it was done before I went to work at 6, so it had to be less than 5 hours.
I think you're lying to me.
Okay.
With your bullshit just internet
just because I'm a cyborg,
seconds.
You think everything I say is just some half-truth?
Can't trust
I'm
those
as
people.
Credible as other people, too, all right?
Nah, man.
I don't think I would even want to play with you just because you're a cyborg.
See?
I'm leaving.
I don't have to put up with this. I don't have to take any of this. I'm going to go start my own cyborg podcast.
Uh-huh. He's actually...
Welcome to the Cyborg Cast! Joining me, C-3PO.
You can't do a C-3PO voice, Max? I thought you were gonna jump all over that.
No, I'm good.
I would have done the R2-D2 voice, but you dropped the ball on C-3PO.
He's just like... 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 a little when he's worried sound.
Yeah, okay, so it turns out we don't know how to make robot noises.
No. I gotta tell you who does!
Who?
Matthew Eads. Hit him.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Never mind.
Oh, man, we're terrible.
You were mistaken. R2-D2, he, like, speaks in whistles, and doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, little whistles, and then he has, like, his
Kevin
little, like,
Kevin can't
yell.
Whistle. Don't bring that up.
Really?
No. Shut up.
Kevin can't... You can't whistle?
Oh,
how
we
long
have
we podcasted?
Not even, like, through your teeth?
Through my teeth? What do you mean?
Yeah, who...
You
whistles
whistle
through their teeth.
No. I can whistle through my teeth and not through my teeth.
I can't raise an eyebrow, which makes me sad.
Any?
Nope.
Like at all?
Am I doing
no
right
eyebrow
now?
Movement?
Nope.
No.
She like has to look down at the table and then put both her eyebrows down.
Well,
so you're like
think
a running start
at
it.
Look up, it's gotta...
So you're like somebody who's got to like a lot of Botox or something and just like, am I eyebrows up?
It's hard to do with, like, a sarcastic face without being able to lift an eyebrow.
I apologize if you actually got Botox. That was...
Yeah,
she does.
She does.
A lot of plastic surgery on this face.
Wait, no.
A lot of plastic surgery.
It's not true.
Technically, you are the most cyborg of all of us.
He's got you there.
Interesting.
Actually, Max might be more of a cyborg.
It's because he got that plate in
on
skull.
The inside, though. Like, there's no emotions
there. You
have
a plate
there.
In your skull?
So, I actually got a question, though, for Ashley. I'm just curious, like, you said she's the... What is your official job title again? I've already forgotten.
I'm an associate recruiter at BioWare.
Okay.
Recruits associates.
Just kind of want to give us a rundown of what your duties are and what you do there?
Yeah, sure. I'm pretty new there. So I applied for this job that just sounded like my dream job in, like, September, and... I somehow got a call back, which is really cool, and quite a few interviews later, I ended up getting this job, and I kind of have four roles, so I do recruiting, so you know, bringing in talent into the company. So that whether that's headhunting or through social networks and making connections and filtering through resumes and helping our hiring managers find the best talent out there for BioWare. I also do university relations, so we're looking at doing more internships at BioWare and hiring more new grads, which is really cool. So lots of opportunities happening for BioWare in 2012. I also do organizing industry events. So the big one is GDC, which is coming up in March. And we're just looking at putting in a booth right now. So we're figuring out our budget and kind of going from there, I guess. Figuring out some good swag to be handing out at GDC, which is pretty exciting.
What's GDC? Impressed with your PR talk.
With my PR talk? Yeah.
A lot of great opportunities.
BioWare?
A lot of great opportunities.
The word opportunities is coming out.
And the last one I'm doing is really big is candidate experience. So kind of bringing a wow factor to
say candidate experience or Canada Day experience.
Candidate experience. Yeah. So bringing the wow factor to BioWare and making sure anyone who is a possible hire and we bring into the studio or we fly in from, you know, internationally to BioWare for an interview, we want them to have a really cool time in Edmonton, and so kind of selling Edmonton and showing that we are really, you know, a really great studio to work for. So
can
working
you,
on that.
You fly me there. I'm like just amazing at making coffee, and I can run really fast up and down stairs without
how fast?
You know, if you were to take like possibly a honey badger, and I'd race that honey badger, I'd win.
I don't know, and I just watched that honey badger movie for the first time yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. I was like, what is this honey badger
talk? What is this honey badger talk? I don't know what you guys are talking
about. The honey badger
would
probably just like attack the coffee machine.
I seriously have no idea what the fuck is up with the honey badger.
You have to eat him. He eats a lot of snakes. That's all that movie really was.
He just doesn't give a fuck. That's why.
Pretty much, yeah. It's just like an animal that's
kind of
smaller.
Stop it. Is this part of the meme? What is going... Yeah, this is way above my head.
An internet may, if you will.
During the break, you need to watch it.
That sounds, that's not
awesome.
Going to happen. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you it's not going to happen.
That's really cool. You enjoying your job so far quite a bit?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, BioWare is a really great company to work for, and there are so many perks to the company. I mean, they serve us breakfast every morning, which is pretty cool. They have huge benefits, which is awesome. And they're just, I don't know, they're a great company to work for, but it's also nice to work with people who actually care about their employees, I guess. And so I worked in the casino industry, and I know what it's like to not really, I don't know, companies who just don't give a shit about you.
Yeah, because they can just say, hey, we don't need you here. We can replace you with the other 150 resumes we have on the desk.
And you tell them it's your birthday. They just don't give a fuck.
Like the honey badger.
Just like the honey badger, yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah, so.
That's how I'm making the honey badger relevant. I don't know why I said race a honey badger. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Maybe you can race it at eating snakes.
Yeah, it'd probably kick my ass. I'm not experienced with snake eating. I don't think I want to be.
You should practice.
That just sounds bad.
You should play Snake Eater. Best of the Metal Gear. Best of the Metal Gear games. I'm pretty experienced at snake eating. All right, I've eaten a few snakes in my time.
So you get to travel a lot then with the job as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's kind of the plan. I'll be going to Vancouver in the new year, and I'm really excited to go there and check out EAC, and then that's the big one for now, and we'll kind of go from there and see. I would like to go out and check out more studios, and just so I can have an idea of what all of EA and BioWare have to offer, so we'll see.
If you ever meet Peter Moore, can you just tell him that I say hi?
Peter Moore wrote into the show this week.
Yeah, I heard.
Weird.
What did he say?
It's someone, PeterMoore@EA.com, emailed into the show this week, and that email address frightens and confuses me.
It's fake.
Yeah, it's...
How do you fake that? I don't know how you fake email addresses.
You just fake it.
Yeah, isn't you there a program where it says, like, it hides your email address and puts a fake
on top of it? I don't know. I email them back, and I'm like, who is this? Nolan North, is that you? Come clean, man! And he just never replies, so... I don't know.
Was it an intelligent question, though?
Yeah. He apparently, a few shows ago, you said you like the Asian beer Tsingtao. Apparently, it's pronounced Chengdao.
Oh.
That's what he emailed.
Your world rocked.
Really?
So actually, it's pronounced Chengdao.
Wow.
Stupid. Have you heard about Origins?
Bitch. So, some high up in EA decided to just call me out like that.
Maybe he likes Chengdao. All
right, I'm sorry, person whose name I've already forgot because you're completely irrelevant.
Lord Moore.
But
Master Moore.
I will continue drinking my Tsingtao.
Cool.
So yeah, there's a lot of silence going on right now.
I'm waiting for, you know, this is where Eads would usually steer.
Hey,
someone else, but...
what's you play any games? Anyone? Let's have an open forum, open game forum. I played Rocksmith. You guys want to hear about Rocksmith?
Yeah, I saw you tweet that out. How is that?
It's cool.
Except the song you were playing today when you were waiting for login servers was really, really bad and annoying.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was a good song.
It's terrible. Maybe it was just the way you
mic.
Were playing it.
I also had the mic. I didn't realize I left the mic on sitting, like the headset, sitting across the room. And then I was over on the thing. It's cool. It comes with like a big, surprisingly heavy Epiphone electric guitar of some sort. I don't know a lot about electric guitars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's cool. It looks pretty. It's a pretty looking guitar.
You said something to the effect that it's the nicest guitar teacher or like patient guitar teacher you've had.
Yeah, it starts like you start playing and it just assumes you've never picked up a guitar before. So it's like you're gonna play this song and you're just gonna use one string and one fret and you just gotta like strum this one song. And I think the first song you learn is I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Stones.
I was gonna say Hot Cross Buns.
No. But, so it's like, the way that the notes come down the string are completely different from, like, Guitar Hero or Rock Band. Because instead of five buttons, you have six strings and 23 frets or whatever are on
there.
So
you're playing it on, an actual guitar?
Yeah, it's
you're
a real,
learning
a real, like, electric guitar. And if you already have an electric guitar, I guess you can just buy the game and it comes with a connection to plug your guitar into the Xbox.
Where was that when I was learning how to play?
New age, 20 years in the future?
In the future? It's cool, though. I mean, it's... like, the way the notes come down the screen are... It shows all six strings, and then it'll kind of have... It'll highlight the four strings where you should have your hand kind of positioned. And then, like, you see the notes coming down, like, way off in the distance, so you can kind of try and look ahead at what's happening.
Ample time. Because I'm assuming you'd have to be like, oh, no, just, like, look awkwardly where your fingers are.
Panic and
back to the
just
screen.
Stop playing.
No, there's still a lot of that. There's a lot. But it isn't like, you're never trying to, like, rack up, like, multipliers or scores or anything. You're just trying to learn how to play the song. So it'll start really basic, and as you do good on different parts of the song, it'll kind of increase their difficulty and add, like, more notes. And then as you start, like, if you start doing poorly, it'll kind of tone it back for you. So it's always sort of staying at your skill level, which I mean, it's good because you can play every song in that game. You can just play off the start, but like super basic forms. But it still has all like the rest of the song is still there. It's not like you're just hearing your guitar part.
Kind of lame.
Yeah, it's cool. And between each note, you can just do whatever the fuck you want. Sometimes there's like, I don't know, 20 or 30 seconds, like, well, there's, like, a bass solo or something, and you just solo on the guitar and do whatever the fuck you want. It's cool.
What are you talking about? You should shut up during the bass solo.
No way,
give
man.
I play over, respect.
I play over it. I walk over there and knock his bass out of his hands. And there's like, lots of little mini games, like, there's one, like, Shoot the Ducks, where, like, a duck will appear on a fret and on a string, and you just gotta twang that note to shoot the ducks and all sorts of things to build up muscle memory.
So there's Duck Hunter.
Yeah.
Guitar form.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good way to learn the guitar. If you're trying to learn the guitar, it's a great way. But it's not like if you're like, yeah, I really like Rock Band, so I'm going to pick up this Rocksmith. Like the two games are cool. Well, one is Rock Band is very clearly a game, whereas this is more like a learning tool.
Yeah.
It's educational.
It just happens to be packaged in game form.
It makes your fingers hurt. If you haven't played the guitar in a while.
So it basically could have been marketed by Dora the Explorer.
Oh my god. That would...
That'd be so awesome, man. If Dora was helping me learn the guitar, She was like, very good.
Dora.
Every time I got a note.
Can you play this note?
Very good.
Activity.
You guys must watch a lot of Dora the Explorer then.
Then just mariachis come out and just, yay.
Yeah, I actually do watch a lot of Dora.
My fifth graders talk about it all the time, so it's kind of scary.
Fifth grade a little old to be watching Dora the Explorer?
Yeah, well, they know that as soon as they say backpack, backpack, it'll get stuck in my head all day, and I'll just walk around chanting that. So they'll just occasionally, if I tell somebody they need to move their backpack, somebody will go backpack, backpack, and it just gets stuck in my head the rest
of
the day.
Like the crazy guy who just walks around like backpack, backpack, backpack.
Well, I don't know. I get things stuck in my head really, really easily, and that, for some reason, I saw it once. Several years ago, and it's just stuck with me. Every time I hear backpack, I think backpack,
on the map
backpack.
Song.
On the map.
Oh, God. On the map song. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map.
Yeah, he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He knows what I'm talking about.
Shut up. I got them all on DVD. Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
Hey, before the show, we were talking about how people are asking us about My Little Pony, if we're bronies.
Stop asking me that.
Are you a bronies? The people want to know.
Like, Jabroni?
Eads is definitely a brony.
Same joke twice.
What the fuck is a brony?
I don't know what a brony is either.
Stop asking. Every time someone asks me that, I just vow never to ever reply to them and anything. I try and block them.
Every time I hear jabroni, I think of baloney. And so I just picture lunch meat.
Think of The Rock.
So
it's like, I'm sorry, did you just call me lunch meat?
that would be what I would think. Anyways.
You I don't think Dora bologna Explorer, gets enough Ashley? Credit, though. I like bologna.
Yeah, I like fried bologna.
Bologna's good, too.
What?
It's way better fried. I don't like cold bologna.
Like in a pan on the stove or like deep fry it?
No, pan on the stove.
With deep your eggs? Fry?
Right.
Do you eat it with breakfast?
Yeah. Bologna is something you could cut with a lightsaber, because that would be good seared bologna. Mmm. Yeah.
Deep or like fried bologna and pineapple.
That's not unheard of. Like, my brother's wife, like, and her family, they're Filipino. I don't know if... You know, that's something that they do, but they like fried Spam with like rice and stuff.
Sure, yeah, that's probably a lot breakfast. Like fried bologna. Yeah, isn't Spam just like ground up bologna and other meats?
Pretty much, and
mystery meat.
In a can.
Leftover parts.
I've never had Spam.
Neither have I.
No, it's scary.
I can't.
I've seen it come out of the can before, and then I'm
does
really
it like
it
jiggle
away.
Like
I'm like
kind of like
yeah.
cranberry
no,
sauce.
This isn't food. Yeah. This is poison.
It's got a little jiggle
to
it.
It holds the shape of
is
the can quite
liquid?
Nicely.
Is it...
Yeah, it looks like it should be radioactive. Like, it's not.
It's honestly not bad if you fry it up a little bit and, like, you know, have it with eggs. Like, mix it in with your eggs, kind of chopped up and whatnot. Just as,
yeah, but it's not
meat.
Bad just straight out of the can either. Oh. I mean,
I think I'd feel a little depressed if I did that.
Just eating it with a spoon?
Just get
yeah,
a spoon
exactly.
and
that's
go
like
at it.
That's like what I'm picturing.
Yeah. Meat in a can.
Big butt of my pineapple. And then
like, I'm just staring at my
spam.
Computer screen. Like, really
I don't have
lonely.
A engraved Spam slicer, though.
Oh. Next
I'll upgrade
marriage.
To, I'll upgrade if, to a can yeah. of beans with a spoon. That'll be good. That's better.
Anybody else play any games?
I kind of went backwards in time. A lot of people are jumping on the bandwagon with new games. I pulled out the old PS2. And,
oh, yeah,
tell
us.
I started playing some old Baldur's Gate games.
Yeah.
Because nice. I just, I don't know.
Dark Alliance? Which
yes,
Baldur's Gate games?
Started playing through both of those, and then I'm like, well, then they had Champions of Norrath, so I jumped on and started playing that. Dan and I were actually going to play that online, but he wasn't able to get his PS2 hooked up. I don't even know if those servers would still be active.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know.
Probably not.
I just got... I'm sick of the lack of good dungeon crawlers on the current system. Like, the only one that I've actually enjoyed, and a lot of people flame me for this, is Sacred 2. I poured hundreds of hours into that game, but, you know, like, Dungeon Siege 3 and what was the dungeon crawler that launched with the PS3?
Well, Dungeon Siege 3 was trash.
Dungeon crawler that launched with the PS3.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
No,
Untold Legends? Yeah.
That sounds like something.
It wasn't very good. So I decided to go back and play some of the better ones, back with the old Baldur's Gate. And then I was digging through looking for my old PC copy of the original Baldur's Gate, but couldn't find that.
It's probably freeware by now.
No, probably not.
Really?
No, you don't think so?
Those games were so good, though.
Those games were so long.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's why I liked them.
I never even finished Baldur's Gate 2.
No, I...
Really?
I got to this one dragon, and I couldn't kill him. So I'm like, all right, game over for me.
Ugh. Such a good
game.
You're
just a quitter, huh?
Yeah, he is.
I must have fought that dragon 30, 40 different times. Like, different strategies every time. It's just, I saved over... I only had one save file, and I saved right before the fight. And in order to progress, you have to finish the fight. Can't go backwards. So yeah, that was it for me.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Fuck you then. Get out of my house.
You don't
want
to talk to you, you cyborg loving bastard.
I don't know, I finally plowed through the rest of Dark Souls as well. I just put my nose to the grindstone and went through it.
Congratulations.
Tell us about that.
It's been a chore. I think I'm about 60 hours in and just finally rolling into the final boss.
That'll probably be another 20 or 30 hours to beat that boss.
Yeah, but you see, I'm excited to beat him because then I get to start the whole damn thing over again.
4% harder.
Whatever percent harder.
I think it's 8%.
I thought it was 8%, whatever.
Demon Souls, I got to new game plus 8 before I finally called it quits.
You're crazy.
Dude, that game was all... I found out the level cap on Dark Souls. It's like 727, so I've got a long ways to go.
No.
What level are you?
65.
Wow.
So when you go to new game plus or whatever, does it carry your level over?
Carries everything over.
Everything.
Everything. And then everything is 8% harder.
But wouldn't the beginning enemies just be like super easy? Even though they're 8% harder?
They scale it.
Oh, do they?
It's still scaled to where you are plus another 8%. So it just gets exponentially harder as you go.
That doesn't sound like fun.
No, that's not... That'd be...
Actually, no, that's the reason why I bought the game. I thought that sounded like super fun, except that game is too fucking hard.
How far did you make it before you called it quits?
I had to kill... I killed the first Black Knight that I came across... And then I kept trying to kill the second one, and then he kept killing me, so I'm just like, fuck it. Give up.
So you didn't even make it to the first major boss?
I got the Drake Sword, and I killed the boss after that, I think.
Okay.
So yeah, I was still super early.
Still like 10% of the way in.
Yeah.
It's a massive game. There are some bosses that I must have fought 50 times.
You are just a quitter. Dinner Dangles.
Is that the game I watched you play with the big rats?
Yeah.
It was scary. I was panicking and I wasn't even playing.
Imagine playing the game and dying over and over again. How much panic there would be.
Full-blown panic.
Full-blown panic indeed.
That's when I tried to play Dead Island for the first time. I couldn't sit down because I was panicking so much. And I couldn't figure out how to, like, turn, because I'm like, suddenly I'm getting blood all over the place, and I'm getting attacked from behind, and I just couldn't, I just panicked so much. I was, like, standing up and jumping around and, like, kicking my feet and panicking, and I don't do zombie games anymore. It's just no good. But you have to play it in the dark. I mean, otherwise...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Otherwise, then the zombies can't sneak up on you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I can't do it. I panic too much. Oh, I've been playing League of Legends, and I've been trying to get my ranked number.
It's hard.
I'm below 1,000 right now.
Wow.
Okay? I'm so bad.
I'm probably getting down there too.
I'm so upset.
It's not hard because we're especially terrible. It's hard because you get stuck with one retard on your team, and then game over. You might as well just fucking quit and start a new game.
Yeah, I think I'd rather play ranked with a ranked team, like.
Yeah.
With the five people that we know.
I think I've played 15 or 16 games and lost 15 or 16 of them. Because every single game without fail, we either miss a ban because someone's like, I was just AFK, but doing cooking noodles, doing whatever, didn't think this game would pop, and then it just turns out that person is also retarded and loses the game for us. Great.
Sounds like fun.
I think I make Eads rage every time he plays with me. He won't play
with me
anymore.
He just rages in general. I don't like to talk about League of Legends.
I don't rage harder playing with you than I do on average.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you try to be polite about it, but it's like...
No, that's not bad.
No.
You don't make me as angry as Brian does.
That's good to know.
Fuck, Brian makes me so angry.
I just don't like talking about League of Legends with you.
I don't like talking about it either. I'm angry. It was a couple nights...
Like, it puts you in a bad place.
It was a couple nights ago... probably the night before I got Tor when I was trying to play ranked, and I like just kept trying to push through, thinking like, okay, sooner or later this has to turn around. Like I just have to get above this group of tards, and then it'll be like real games. And it just wasn't. It was like six never losses. Happened.
Nothing but sadness and tears.
Nothing, and I was tweeting about it the whole time, just freaking out, telling people to you kill themselves. It's weird, okay? I had a tweet that I had to delete off my Twitter feed because I got so many people got angry. Like, I can tweet about suicide and, like, rape and racist shit, but as soon as you mention, like, anything remotely cruel to animals, everyone just freaks out.
I get that.
I mentioned because one of my cats shit on the floor, and I'm like, I'm going to throw this cat through the window. And then everyone's like, oh my god, you're going to throw your cat? That's fucked up. I'm calling the Edmonton police. It's crazy. And everyone's just freaking out.
You should have taken the opportunity to say, I just drowned my cat in a...
I'm going to say it live on the podcast.
What do you do? You put him in a burlap sack and then huck him in a river?
Yeah, I took my cat,
I don't like
put it
where
in
this conversation
sack,
went.
And threw it into the River Thames.
Put him, put him in the bathtub and wait for the bubbles to stop?
He's his Twitter.
This pod...
No, I mean, the bubbles...
No more worse. Talking about cat death.
No, people freak out. Things. You can tweet about whatever you want, just not animal cruelty ever. Because people just lose their minds.
They do?
It's not a joke. It's
not a apparently. Joke, all right?
Not to be laughed at.
No.
People is cruelty to
yep.
other people.
Yep.
That's
you can laugh
fine.
At suicide. You can laugh at illicit rape. Laugh at all that, but not animal cruelty. That's...
As soon as you talk about raping an animal...
That's the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I don't even want to talk to you, but N-word,
illicit,
all right?
Illicit animal suicide.
Mr. N-word over here. This is really explicit. We are in the... Can we get a double explicit tag?
Yeah, I'll see what we can do.
Is it possible?
Hey, the website's fixed.
Yeah.
Yes!
Jumping all
our
over the
time
place.
Has paid off.
I don't know if I believe you.
It seems
boy,
like
that,
it's fixed.
That came with some real casualties, too. That was quite a doozy to get all that stuff switched over.
Didn't affect me. I was just playing Tor the whole time.
No, I lost my entire YouTube channel because of that whole thing. That was a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I told you about that, right, Matt?
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. Did you just press delete? Was that...
No, it was one of those things where we moved the email servers over, and I woke up the next morning, and I had all my Twitter followers going, why'd you delete your YouTube account? Like I didn't. So I hopped on there, and sure enough, after doing a little investigating, I found out that the new server overwrote my old email address, which I didn't know was tied to that. So I'm stuck without my YouTube account.
You might be able to get it back. We'll see.
I hope so. We'll see. But no, we're I don't know. I don't know if I told you this, but we are now on a fully dedicated server. The guy that we're hosting through. He wasn't expecting us to get as much traffic as we do. It's like, you know what? Since you guys are pulling in that many hits, I'm just going to go ahead and buy a full-on dedicated server. So
wow,
we're
that was nice.
We are quick.
Plug him on this. What's his like a web hosting company or something?
Yeah,
he?
He's a web developer. Works for or owns a company called Paracore.com. Paracore.com, and they do some excellent stuff. So if you're in the market for professional web development, check them out.
Paracore.com. End plug.
Building futures.
Building futures. Connecting people.
We love animals.
I'm sure they do.
This is sort of related, but I had an email this week about... it was like some online dating service, like... I can't... It was like eHarmony, but it was like... started with a Z. It was like Zestro or something. Whatever, one
sounds
of those...
like a depression pill.
One of those services, and they're like, hey, like, we really like your show. We'd love to get, like, some monetizing potential there. All you gotta do is play these, like, five-minute dating ads on each show.
5 minute?
Yeah, they were long.
Jesus.
They were long.
What? How much money are we talking?
Not enough. Not lots. And I listened to one, and it was like, are you a lonely man between the ages of this and this? And it's just like,
that
oh,
sounds a
God.
Great message to our audience.
Eads, you should sign up and just for the experience.
Okay.
See
do like
if
a little
you can
undercover review.
Find a sexy little lady.
Mm-hmm. What if she's a big lady? What if she's a cyborg? What the fuck?
Is that what you're looking for?
I'm looking for
a big
cyborg. Sexy a requirement.
Maybe
right?
They do that there.
Big old cyborg booty.
You know, check out the website, maybe.
Hmm.
Side note done. But I mean, if you're a lonely man between the ages of...
The audacity of that. Like, what kind of message does that send to us?
Why, like, you know, why we really we just think... put it at the very end of the show?
No, it had to be the beginning. It had to be before, like, the music, before everything.
What?
Yeah. And it wasn't even like... We couldn't even, like, ad-lib it and just be like, haha, how about this website? It's funny, but whatever. And just get the word out that way. No, it was you had to cut
well,
in
screw
this,
that.
This clip. That's pretty much
thanks
what
for
said.
Liking the show and liking what we do, but...
They no, never even listened to it. It was like a vaguely, like, we like your show on the topic of... things great
on the topic of insert topic here
yeah
so it's probably like a mass spam email that they just send out to a
yeah
bunch
probably
of
it did not have the special. It did have the show name though so I mean someone took the time to type in the show name
good for them
yep
they put podcast after Manitank whoa
that's all I did
yeah the name's grown on me the Manitank podcast I like MTP good it's got a ring to it
MT Pizzle
gangster
yeah
it's so. It's short for face tattoo ability and I don't know what else
you could type
just
it
short.
Into like an arcade game if you get a high score
yeah you could mm-hmm. you could just be Goral for everything
yep
could you do a hand signal for it
yeah
M
T I don't know how you do P
well, you gotta do
P
it,
is like you gotta like curl the finger up like that's P.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone can see what you're doing, so that makes
they
it
can
tough.
Hear it, though, right? You guys, let me get this close to the mic.
Okay.
Hear that?
You just gotta curl the finger up. Does that make sense to
just
everyone?
Curl the finger up. I'm gonna give does it my warm spot. Sense? You want some blanket?
No more
wait,
blanket.
Wait, are you guys all on a bed?
Yeah, we're in a big four-poster bed. All
no
three
way.
Of us. Yeah, it's very comfortable. Yeah.
I think you should put out a Twitter picture of that.
Kevin and I aren't like sharing any down. Of the blanket with Eads, though.
Yeah, he's kind of in the corner. I can't do a pee.
Completely naked. It's freezing.
Yeah, we are sharing the same pop filter, if you will.
Now, hold on. I why are you in a bed?
We're not like, really in a bed.
They're not really in a bed.
Roll with the joke. Come on.
God.
I wanted to go with it and like maybe there was a story behind it.
Okay, it'd be comfier than this damn chair I'm sitting in.
Yeah,
right
agreed.
Now.
This seating situation, not the best right
my
now.
My chair is fine.
You want to switch?
No, I'm cool.
Anybody else playing any games? We're kind of all over the place with this. We talk about some tour. You want to talk about some tour?
I want to know which class I should be because... I want to be a really cool, hot chick, but I don't know which class has the hottest.
Then you don't want to be a cyborg.
See,
a cyborg.
And, yeah, I can't
you
be
can
a
be
cyborg.
Any class. Augment it's the boobs. The races that you want.
Augment the boobs.
So it's the race.
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought I might have to be a Jedi, and everyone was like, we're not going to play with you if you go Jedi. And I was really sad about
Jedi
that.
Jedi scum.
You can be a Sith. I'm a Sith.
Yeah, you could also be a useless fucking Sith.
I do want to shoot lightning
fascist.
Out of my fingers. I think that looks...
Like
and
fun.
Sounds awesome, yeah.
Fascists.
You want to go unlimited just... power and then just go pew, like that? Like
yeah,
in a movie.
But I almost need the the thing that's going to be the easiest because I'm going to be terrible at it.
Yeah, shooting lightning
you
get
a good
is pretty
Emperor
easy.
Voice.
You just go like this.
Can you go, you will die, and then with your lightning.
Oh my god. Don't make those sounds again.
More sound effect hands.
Sounds. Is there sneezing going on?
That's how
that's
I lightning
sounds
hand,
like.
All right?
That's how I force
lightning.
I
go, choo. It strikes fear into the hearts of my enemies, all right? They don't know what's going on. Am I sneezing, or is he doing the lightning hands? Confuses them.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about Tor?
Let's talk about Tor in general.
In general.
That game's... You know, I didn't like World of Warcraft, but
okay.
I really like Tor.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's because it's BioWare.
Would you say that it's only because of the world? The vast universe?
No, I actually...
Bigger than Mass Effect universe?
I really liked the Warcraft universe before World of Warcraft.
Did you?
Yeah, that was a great universe. And they
then
kinda,
they put pandas in it.
Yeah, they kind of fucked it up. Well, no, there were pandas in it before World of Warcraft, but...
But it's in a playable race.
Yeah, they're from Pandaria. They're the Pandaren. What's confusing about that? That makes sense.
It does make sense from a business marketing standpoint.
It's like, hey, you know what people like? Pandas. So you know what we should put in our next game?
No, they had the panda. They had the panda brewmaster in Warcraft.
Pandas
Frozen
aren't
Throne.
Scary.
It's true.
It doesn't have to be scary.
Although apparently they're supposed to be really mean.
Yeah, pandas are mean. They're
like
mean as
shit. Highly aggressive.
You take their fucking bamboo away from them, they will shoot you.
They have guns?
Yeah.
Or do they have like detachable claws?
Pandas can
that,
shoot
like,
bullets
hit you
out of their
and then
eyeballs.
Retract.
It's fucking
cyborg panda.
It's the panda sound.
I'm not okay with that.
No.
I don't want cyborg animals. That's too far. That's wrong. Put some tweets out about that.
Cyborg.
So what's your favorite thing from it? Like what is the feature in it or multiple features that stand out and make it different from any other MMO out there?
Nothing really. It's pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same as them all. It just looks better.
Yeah.
Voice acting.
The combat is a lot more fun.
Yeah, I think it is the voice acting is what's winning me over, because it's still like, okay, go and kill 10 enemies and turn this quest in, but now they put some context to it and you get to watch
story,
yeah, you watch little cutscene roll against your party members for control of the dialogue.
Yeah, and it is good to not have just the random gesturing Warcraft people where they're just going...
Yeah, they like put their hands up in the air.
And they don't really say anything.
Yeah, it's nice to have a bit of cutscenes. It feels like the game actually starts at level 1 instead of starting at end game.
Yeah.
The dungeon.
You got any good taunts in there? Any good emotes?
Got some good dances.
Yeah.
A couple of good dances, yeah. Nice. I have a holographic projector that follows me around and projects dancers around me.
Oh, there you go.
I'm a portable party.
Bastard.
So if I don't like MMOs, is it something that I might get into?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I think you could play that game by yourself and never interact with anybody, and it would still be a totally fulfilling experience.
Because that's the one that I've actually kind of been intrigued on. I tried World of Warcraft, and I tried it 2 or 3 times and never got into it.
Me too. Just waved at people and jumped in the spawn.
Yeah.
You do get a ship, Max, but not right away. I think like 17 or 18.
Yeah, 17. We're not sure when you get it, but it's coming up.
Is there ship combat?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
PvE ship combat right now, but they're saying that in an upcoming patch, they're going to patch in ship PvP combat, which will be cool.
Do you get pets?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I have a little training droid that I can deploy.
You get like one of those little like RC car black things that are in the, what's it called, the Death Star?
Oh, those.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, those little messenger droids.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. It'd be cool. I'd like that. I don't know. Cyborg pets are lame.
Shh. Fuck you. Cyborg pets are where it's at. Just not pandas, all right?
What's the setting, though? So, like...
It's a few years after the Knights of the Old Republic won.
Yeah, but it's still supposed to be like thousands of years before the movies.
Okay.
Yeah, there is. Oh, too bad Oliver's not here. But there's like a Yoda like dude, a dude of whatever Yoda's race is.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him.
I saw him.
Does Oliver do a Yoda voice?
No, he.
Can you do?
Freaks out about Yoda.
Okay.
Doesn't he
can
hate
you do
him?
Yoda?
No.
Come on.
I don't do voices.
He doesn't like Star Wars, right?
Doesn't like Star Wars. But he like freaks out. He's like, how does nobody know Yoda's origin story? What planet is he from? How come there's no other people like Yoda? What the fuck? He freaks out. I think that's why he doesn't like Star Wars.
Maybe Yoda was the first cyborg.
Probably. And he just lived forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
My people don't age. I'm just going to put that out there. My people don't age.
What do you mean, your people?
And you can bedazzle their boobs.
Yeah, augment the boobs, all right?
What?
Augment.
I want to know
augment
more about
augment the
this.
Boobs. Cyborgs. Augments.
Can you actually do that?
Can
no,
I do great. That?
I don't know. Can you choose different body types.
Yeah.
I don't know. I chose the thinnest one, because the other ones, it just looked like it went from like thin to chunky was like the scale.
Okay, guys, you know what? All sizes are beautiful. Okay.
I just want big, beautiful cyborg women, all right? BBC. Double U's.
Jesus.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. I've lost
so,
my whole train of thought.
Cyborg
boobs. Do you think that, you know, based on what you've played of the game, do you think when it does come out, you'll continue to play it and it'll have your subscription for a while, or do you think it'll be something that'll fizzle out?
No. I think, I don't know, like, I don't know what the end game is going to be like, because that's sort of where WoW fell into that spiral of, like, you're doing this endgame content over and over again just to do this endgame content better. Like, what's the point?
Well, I think it's not going to be able to get away from that, but I heard that the raids are only 6 people. So that it's manageable. Like, you don't have to get 10 people, 25 people, or however.
I think 10 is a good number of people for a raid.
Eh, even 10's a lot.
6 is too few, I think.
Whenever we used to play Warcraft, we would always have trouble getting 10 people. Just because we didn't like talking to people on the internet. We just played with people we know.
And you don't have 10 friends?
I don't have 10 friends.
No.
Definitely not.
No.
At least not 10 friends who play Tor.
All play Tor to a scale of success that I would demand of them.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I still don't have my League of Legends team.
I don't blame you. I'm really bad.
I'm just saying, nobody is as good as me.
Plegu.
Nobody.
Bress. Nobody. Plegu. I think Bress is, Bress is the best. I think he's
pretty good. Yeah. It's because he fucking plays so much. Not as much as Brian, who is still terrible. Another aside here. We got in, like, Softpoint and Brian and I were playing one night, and we got into, like, a huge argument to the point where Brian texted me the next morning and apologized.
What?
Yeah. I can't remember what we were arguing about or something. Oh, no. Brian kept wanting to, like, engage at past their tower if you don't play the game. It's just a point where you don't want to overcommit yourself because at the end of the game, if you put yourself in a bad position and they kill your entire team, they can just win. And so we don't want to put ourselves in this overcommitted position where there's a chance we all might die, except Brian just keeps doing it and doing it over and over and over again. And he's like, I can't believe you guys didn't come in with me. This is such bullshit. I hate you guys. And then...
You went off on him?
Well, no, I was kind of like, you're right, Brian. The four of us are doing it wrong, and you're the only one doing it right. And then he's like, no, yeah, that is right. Everyone does it wrong. And then we, like, there was no yelling. We were all civil. And then he's just like, I'm going to bed.
I think, so am I.
Good night, sir.
This is the type of game that literally ends friendships, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's why Mueller doesn't play it anymore, because we ridiculed him
because of Eads.
He said he was going to choke me.
Ew.
He's like, you better have some friends with you next time I see you, because I'm going to choke you out. Like, that's actually what he told me.
Are you going to put on a tap out shirt first? Do it MMA style?
He's a big guy. He could probably choke me out pretty easily.
Incidentally, actually, we didn't talk about this, but Ashley actually has a tap out tattoo.
I have a tap out tattoo? Really? What?
Yeah. On her foot. Yeah. It says tap out.
It says tap out.
Does not say tap out.
Ashley's a big Call of Duty fan, so.
She is a big Call of Duty fan.
I am a big Call of Duty fan.
And you filmed MMA events.
Yeah, I did film
MMA
events.
So really, you have to have a tap out.
You have all the tap out cred in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it definitely doesn't say tap out. I don't want that rumor going around that I have a tap out tattoo. There.
Tap it's out around Bioware and sent pics. Oh, like that dude who sent that picture of the two he got tattooed on his nipple for Dragon Age 2, who worked in my room. Smelly broccoli lunch guy.
There were actually, you know what, there were a lot of Star Wars tattoos that were happening.
Oh yeah. Are you going to the launch event this week?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe.
Should report back to us.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I won't be able to report back to you till like mid-January anyways.
That's fine. We're not doing another show until then, pretty much.
Yeah, this is going to be the last one.
I think, we'll do one between Christmas and, like the Thursday after Christmas.
When was our first show?
Of this website?
No, like with me on the show.
It wasn't a show until Kevin
way back.
Up.
Yeah, it was like
it's been a while now. It's coming actually up kind of surprising how many
the year anniversary.
No, I think like February or March.
This is like end of January, early February, something like that.
No, because I was still working at BioWare then.
I was thinking May.
Yeah, somewhere. I thought it was in the spring or the summer.
No, it was definitely winter because there's been numerous times where I was driving to your house and it was terrible snowstorms.
But it's Edmonton.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that
too. I don't remember. I don't know. Well, I can do some research.
Have to do some math.
Yeah, I can figure it out.
Count back.
Wrapping
up Tor. What do you guys think?
Wrapping it up.
I want to talk about the professions.
I want to give some people some advice about these professions too, because Eads and I have both been actively grinding our professions, and we are both extremely poor.
No, it's skilling up is what costs so much money. If you, I like had like 3,000 or 4,000 credits. I'm like, oh man, like I'm doing good. I'm gonna expand my inventory soon, which costs 5,000 credits. And then I had 3 levels of skills to train. I'm like, okay, I guess I better go do this. And it literally cost, I didn't have enough money to train all my skills. I had to go and sell the shirt off my cyborg back to train my skills.
Actually, yeah, the last, I hit level 13, and then I trained 3 skills for that level, and it was, yeah, pretty close to $1,000
bucks. Super expensive, yeah. But I mean, instead of, like, the professions, like, I don't know, likening it to Warcraft, it's like, okay, I'm going to be a miner and a blacksmith or whatever, and one is I go out and gather these raw materials, you know, and the other is I turn these raw materials into stuff. It's sort of like that, but instead, like, you don't really do any of your professions. Your crew kind of does them all for you. And instead of having just 2, you have 3. And there's 3 basic types. There's mission types, which is like treasure hunting.
Yeah, basically gets you extra money or extra gear that you can sell.
Yeah. I'm an underworld trader, so I like semi-guy. I'm like, hey, I need you to go and like buy some black market shit for me. Here's some credits, go do that. And then he goes away for 8 minutes and comes back and sometimes fails. Like, I lost all your money and didn't get you anything. I don't know what happened.
So these guys, they showed up and they said, if you give us that money, we'll give you these magic beans.
Yeah, they just like, I just gave it to this one guy, just hold this for 1 second. I'm just going to run over here. And I came back and money was gone. And so there's mission types. There's gathering types, which is like scavenging is what I am.
Archaeologist.
He's like gathering crystals and stuff. And then there's the one where you turn the raw materials into items.
Crafting profession.
Yeah. And, but you never really do any of that. Like, you can do some of the gathering stuff.
Yeah, if you happen to be out in the world map and you see a node that you can harvest the node.
Yeah. But you can, the same, you don't have to. You can be like, you can just send one of your crew, I need you to go find me some whatever, some materials, and then they just go away for 8 minutes and come back, or 6 minutes, or whatever, with materials. And so instead of you having to actually grind out these professions, you can send your companion to do this stuff instead of fighting with you. Yeah, and so you're still questing, or like we were doing an instance where our party was too full, we couldn't fit our companions in, so we just constantly had our companions going and doing stuff for us.
Which is good, but it's very expensive.
Yeah, it costs money each time you send them out.
Yeah.
A little bit of money. But I mean, it's, I like it a lot more than the Warcraft, like, oh man, I gotta go pick flowers for 40 hours.
With Warcraft,
to fucking
it was
grind
like
it
if
up.
You wanted to start a new profession, then you were looking at putting in 10-15 hours just to go search for all this crap that you need.
And now you can just kinda have your guy do it while you're doing other stuff, which is cool. I think it expands later. I think it'll be a bit more in-depth when you get more than one crew member.
Possibly.
But at the time, I only have one crew member. That's all I got to say about that game.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say about that.
It's good.
So is there a specific profession you suggest for people? Like, that's...
I don't know. There's supposed to be... One? Well, there's like... supposed to be one for each kind of class type. Like, if you use heavy armor, then you are the profession that makes heavy armor. Or if you wield lightsabers, then you're an artificer, like Kevin is, so you make lightsabers better.
Hmm.
Or if you... et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, but, I mean, I think that if you can send more than one crew member out on a mission, then it'll totally be tech to just have all mission crew skills and just constantly be sending people out and having them come back with goods. Then just sell the goods or whatever.
Just make that money.
Yeah. Get those gifts. Oh, there's gifts. You can find gifts for your companions.
Oh, yeah. They brought in
to make
the,
them like you.
The Dragon Age companion
gift
scale.
Giving. Yeah.
So your companions, the more they like you, the faster they'll do all these tasks for you.
Oh.
On a scale from 1 to 10,000.
Yeah, 1 to 10,000. That's so awesome.
And like, if you make a dialogue choice they like, you'll get 15 affection.
Sometimes
or,
more.
Or if you make a dialogue choice they don't like, you'll lose a bit of affection. Or you can give them gifts. You're like, I found a droid hand. And I gave my companion a droid. I'm like, you want this droid hand? And then she pretty much just spat in my face, but still took the gift. She's like, I don't fucking want, what is this?
I found an antique blaster, and I gave it to my guy, and he's like, this is the greatest gift I've ever had.
Your guy who doesn't speak, your like ancient being who eats the force or whatever he does.
Yeah, he does.
He eats the force?
Yeah.
He eats force like, users.
He eats midichlorians?
Yep.
Wow.
And some immortal evil that Kevin and all other Sith Inquisitors tame.
No, just me.
Huh.
Just you?
Just me.
Can you eat force? Can you nom nom on some force?
Oh, I can.
I'm augmented, right, to do it.
I see.
I never asked for it, but right. I can.
Yeah.
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 Hoo-hoo.
So want to talk about some new releases?
We've got I'm not at all ready.
No.
I'll play a lot of Skyrim.
Let's talk about that for a couple seconds.
Yeah, hit us with the Skyrim, Max.
No, I've played a lot of Skyrim. Like, literally, like, 9 straight hours of Skyrim.
Oh, it makes you feel so good.
That was one of the binges. Like, it's the problem is, like, when I'm doing stuff on my computer and working or whatever, it's, like, it's just right there. It's right next to me. And I just have it on in the background, so I just go back to playing after I set something to go on my computer. Just continue playing, and that game is so ridiculous, and there's just way too much to do in it that it just sucks away my life, but in a good way.
It's easy to get lost in.
Yeah, so I'm like around level, 30 or something now. I got probably over 50 hours, coming up on 60 or so. Definitely met the leader of the Greybeards. That was kind of surprising. I attacked him.
Don't ruin it for everyone.
I haven't said anything.
You totally just ruined it for
me. You attacked the Greybeards? What happened?
No. I attacked the leader, the main Greybeard dude.
Whoa.
He scared me.
Whoa.
You know why he scared me, but yeah.
Do I know why he scared you? I don't know why he scared you.
Played that.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I got
the
Call Dragon shout. That's cool.
Oh, you finished the main story?
Well, not...
Isn't that when you get it?
That's closer.
Oh, no, you can't... Sorry. You can't actually use it again until you finish it.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Okay. Yeah.
I used it, and it calls a dragon, but he just kind of does a flyby. Like, yo, what's up? And then he's out.
Like, I can't help you yet. And it flies away. You're getting real close to the end.
Yeah. Of the main story. But that's the thing. I have barely touched, like, all the other extra stuff. I've done a little bit of Thieves Guild stuff. Just started to do stuff for them. But yeah, I can kill mammoths and giants now. It's pretty awesome. They ain't no thing. What's that?
You gonna sneak attack them?
My sneak? It could be better. It's pretty good, though. I use a lot of sneak with archery. Honestly, that's like my protocol. I start out with the archery if it's available and sneak and whatnot. But if shit hits the fan, then I'm pulling out those double maces and I'm going to work. I'm doing work. I love Soul Trap. Oh, it's so great.
Why?
Love it. I used to have, like, no gems at all, and I didn't know how to fill them. I didn't even know you could buy them, because I'm dumb.
Oh, don't buy them. They're so expensive.
Steal them.
No, they are expensive, but, like, you go into, the Dwarven or whatever, Dwemer, like, areas, like dungeons and stuff.
Yeah, and then all the enemies there have them.
Yeah, you get so many soul gems.
So the traps.
I have a bunch of them now, and they're filled, and it's just fantastic. And I don't know, it makes me feel like a badass when it's just like soul capture. It's like a little mini dragon soul absorption.
Much more cinematic in the soul capture than it was in Oblivion.
With just the little text on like soul captured.
Well, I mean, that's all you need. Okay. You don't need this big 7.5 second long
fucking purple death beam into your face.
Yeah. How dare you? No, it makes me feel special.
Yeah.
It makes me feel special. It makes me feel satisfied.
You know what? After the 1,000th, after the 1,000th soul you've absorbed, gets old.
No, never.
Yeah.
No. I think it should do different. Like, if you absorb a bigger soul, do different animations. Like, it should be a scale from that purple thing to like what it shows when the dragon is absorbed.
You know what the biggest annoyance that I have with that game?
Tell me about it.
The strategy guide doesn't tell you what size soul the monsters have. So it's like you're fighting and you think, oh, I can soul trap this guy because it's obviously got to be a greater soul. And then you kill him and it's just common soul.
What's up with that?
Then the common soul goes into your greater soul gem and you're just like, wow, I just ruined this gem.
You never got that reusable soul gem, huh?
No, I do, but it fills it last.
What's the reusable one again? There's like two, aren't there?
No, you get it from one of those Daedra...
Yeah, there is two, though.
Shrines, is there?
Yeah. You can get either the Azura's Star or the Black Star.
Azura's Star. Black Soul Gem?
Pretty sure I got one.
Yeah.
I think I have the Black Star one.
Yeah, the Black Star is a reusable black gem.
Oh.
Which is arguably way more used.
What is a black one just bigger?
No, it fills human souls.
Okay, and does that give you more charge?
No, you can't put a human soul in a regular soul gem.
I'm confused as to how you use that soul gem in enchanting.
Is it the same size as the grand soul.
Okay, okay.
It just has to go into a black gem.
Okay, I got it. Black gems are bigger. Makes sense.
I went to College of Windhelm, the mage college or whatever.
It's my college.
Felt like I was, you know, kind of a little Harry Potter feel to it.
Just stay in the archmage's bed? Because you can.
No. I have not.
Just have a little nap.
He just leaves
bed.
It unlocked, yeah, and you can just like
go in there.
I'll go lay down for a few hours.
I was just going there to steal all his stuff. It's like, thanks
I've for
all the stuff.
A little bit with them. I just kind of enrolled.
Oh yeah, okay.
It was that freaking really, really self-absorbed, overconfident Khajiit being a dick.
Did you meet that really old guy that just seems like frustratingly nice about everything?
Like one of the teachers?
Yeah, that guy just doesn't get pissed off about
Professor
anything. He's
Dumbledore.
Super.
I think he was like sitting in the back, like when I was like for orientation, he was just like on a bench in the back, and I'm like, "Who are you?"
No. Like the guy that does the orientation, that guy just does not get upset about anything.
Oh, that guy. Okay, yeah.
I like that guy.
He's just irritatingly
nice.
Why
don't you like? You are just a depressed soul.
He's amicable.
Bringing everyone down.
No, I just figured, you know, for the crap he's going through, he should probably get a little pissed off, but he's just
and
really kind of nice.
Both. You know, the world gives him a frown and he just smiles the shit back at him.
That's probably. What he
does. You should do that too.
I'll try that next time.
Man. No, but, yeah, Mage College. I'm trying to think what else I've done that's kind of interesting. That Septimus guy is kind of crazy. I don't know if you've done anything with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a great guy. I like the way he talks, though.
You gotta get him some blood.
Yeah, he's all controlled by some sort of craziness. So,
One of the Daedra.
That's going on.
It's, have you found the Elder Scroll yet?
Yeah. That's it.
I don't know.
No?
Maybe.
All right, fuck you, then. Would you play, like, an hour in this game? Yeah, I played. I got to the second Black Knight in Skyrim and then gave up.
I'm sorry. I just have too much Tor to play now. I'm sad that I don't get to play League of Legends anymore.
I know. I'm sort of sad that all that my spare time is going into Tor now.
Other than Skyrim, though, the only other game that's kind of a recent release that I've been playing is the Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition.
Oh, yeah.
I got that.
How is
that? I play through with a buddy of mine. It's pretty good. It still suffers, unfortunately, with the co-op lag.
That's
issue.
So gay.
Like, it's still playable lag, but like it's whoever's host has great connection and just everything's good for them, but whoever's not host has got a little bit of like input lag and stuff.
Are the HD graphics really that much better?
Yeah, actually, it's really cool. That's one of the nice things about that. I like that feature where you can go back and look at to what it was like. You get that nostalgia feel, but you also see how much crappier it looked back then. And just like they did a good job as far as restoring it in HD and remaking it that
way. They did all of the multiplayer levels so you can play online, right?
I haven't touched the online because I heard it's just
yeah, you can. It's all in Reach, though. It's all like Halo Reach engine. Looks like Reach. They just remade the maps in Reach.
I don't know if I'll
ever
touch
that
maps.
Engine.
But, yeah, there's a stupid animation. Like, I don't remember if it was the same in the original Combat Evolved, but, like, when you kind of do, like, a sidestep with your chief, he does, like, the animation is like he's doing, like, this dainty tiptoe. And
float like a butterfly.
Really, really girly.
Chief floats like a butterfly.
It looks like he's just kind of doing this little dance going like, I'm Master Chief. And he's just like doing these little tiptoes. So we were laughing a lot about that because I've just been playing through the co-op with a Spoon, a buddy of mine. So That's happening. It's pretty fun. It's nice going through and playing it again. That was one of my favorite single player experiences for shooters back then.
Yeah.
I know I'm not alone with that, so it's kind of fun to revisit it and see how it's changed for the HD remake. But that kind of wraps me up as far as newer games. I don't know if
Great.
You guys got
Let's
anything
Let's do yet. Some new releases.
Yay.
Coming out this week. Looks like...
Do you have anything?
Yeah, no, I got it. Tor. Okay. Tor's coming out. You guys heard about Tor?
No, never heard of it.
Okay.
Let's move on. Nobody's going to play it.
Vampires vs. Zombies Special Edition for the PC coming out.
Forcing its way onto the game.
Sounds probably, like a good game, Vampires vs. Zombies.
Related to that panic. Deadliest Warrior we saw.
Bad. Yeah, definitely. Deadliest Warrior, Zombie vs. Vampire.
Eat them! With exclamation mark. Eat them! I don't know how you pronounce that exclamation mark. For the PS3, Fishing Resort for the Wii.
Sweet. I'm looking forward to doing some fishing.
It's at a resort.
Hopefully.
Fishing Resort. Fishing Resort Game and Fishing Rod Controller Pack. Also for the Wii. Coming out.
Nice.
And something called Xenonia 4 for iOS.
Nice.
Great.
That's it.
That's
literally, that's games. All that's coming out. Tour's coming up.
Since we're not doing a podcast next Sunday, you should mention that, I don't know if I'm the only person that's excited about it, but Oddworld Stranger's Wrath, the HD remake, drops a week from Tuesday. So if any Oddworld fans out there. Tuesday.
Ultimate Battle of the Sexes coming out next week for the Wii.
Why does the Wii get all these titles?
Let me tell you about these amazing Wii games coming out Christmas week. Aladdin Magic Racer for the Wii.
Is that it?
Pretty much. Battlefield 3 Aftershock.
Oh.
For the iOS. Coming out December 30th. We'll probably do a show by then.
Says you.
Some bad new releases minus Tor.
Yeah, no. Bad week.
Oh, nothing. Nobody wants to go up against Tor.
Ghost Whisperer Forgotten Toys coming out for the PC.
What?
How you gonna mention this?
Ghost Whisperer.
Well, to be fair,
you wanna hear about some Ghost Whisperer?
Whatever that chick's name is super hot.
Team up with Melinda Gordon as she communicates with ghosts to solve the mysteries they left behind. Exclusively on PC. Rating
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah. Rating pending.
Yeah, she's super hot.
That's medium, isn't it?
No.
Jennifer
no.
Love Hewitt?
She's
is that Ghost
Burnett?
Whisperer?
Yeah,
no, that's
isn't
Ghost
she?
Whisperer, yeah.
Is that show still going on?
No, it's the blonde chick is in Medium, the ugly one.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't even remember
right?
what her name is.
I don't know if that's right. I'm going to look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just Google blonde ugly chick from Medium.
Ghost Whisperer.
Put that in exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay, now find out the other one. This is going to drive me crazy.
Actress Medium? From Medium?
You can just go to Medium, look at the IMDb. Probably on there.
Patricia Arquette?
I was going to guess Arquette.
Sounds right.
I'll be the judge of this. There's no
is that David Arquette's sister?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah,
he's kind of cute.
I think so.
What?
No. He looks like he's retarded.
But if he can bang Courtney Cox, I mean...
Well, that's because...
That's some street cred
right
there.
I don't even think Courtney Cox is that good.
Yeah.
Whoa.
She's kind of looking like a duck now. Like, I don't know what she did.
Yep. Ooh. Patricia Arquette, huh?
Not so much.
No.
Her,
but he's
Courtney
funny.
Cox
funny goes
and,
a long way.
Yeah.
Her and what's Cameron Diaz, they're not doing so great nowadays.
Yeah, I saw a picture of Cameron Diaz in the paper.
Cameron
a
Diaz
while ago.
Just like got like this really goofy, like weird
yeah, what,
looking face now.
What show was she on? Bad Teacher or Bad
yeah.
Movie? Yeah, she didn't look very attractive.
Bad,
yeah, heard,
bad movie.
I heard people say that she looked good in Bad Teacher.
But
no,
still,
like she was supposed
still...
to look good, but she was kind of like.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're casting her still in the same role that she's been cast in, but it's just not.
I don't know, her face. If you just. Her body's like, hot, but then you see her face and it's
yeah.
kind of like, ugh.
Oh,
like
the mask,
from far away,
like,
she's
wow,
like super
she was,
attractive, but.
She was
I don't
amazing
know.
In the mask and stuff like that.
It was only one of two Ghost Whisperer games coming out on December 30th.
Wow.
Ghost Whisperer. A Brush with Death.
I kind of want to try it now.
I'm pretty pumped, too.
From Legacy Interactive.
There's got to be, like, a buy one, get the second one for
free.
$15.
No, probably just here, play this game for free.
It's like if you buy the if you buy one game, it'll cost you $49.99. But if you buy both games, it'll cost you $39.99.
Is that a good deal?
I think so.
Okay. Hey, let's go for a break.
Yeah, you think we should go for a break?
Yeah.
Break time. Let's do a little break.
So a little pee pee. Little break. Some break here.
You guys maybe go pee too if you gotta.
We'll get back. Pee. Read some questions from Peter Moore.
Why does everybody ignore me about the pee?
I'm gonna pee. I'm gonna.
You want to play Swords from Across the World?
You know, no.
Really?
I'm gonna go tinkle. You guys.
Okay. Guys have fun tinkling too. We'll be right back.
Maybe if you're listening, other take side a tinkle of
this,
too. Why not?
Other side of this. Join prank. Brink.
Brank.
Brink.
Go take a prank.
This brinkle.
Black and yellow, black and
shut
yellow.
Up! Fact that the Wii is going to be $6.99 or $5.99.
What?
New Wii.
What?
Yeah, the EB Games right now is listing the Wii U at $5.99. Was a big story.
Bullshit.
Like, as in $599
Australian.
No,
dollars.
I ain't buying
how
many, that.
How? What's the Australian
who's
dollars?
Buy it anyway.
Oh, okay. Australian dollars.
What? How many dollars is that?
Let me look. Let me use my
Australian
machine
dollar
here.
Is worth more than Canadian dollar.
Is that right? How come
Australia's stuff is like really
expensive? How come their games are always like $80 though?
All right, here. Hold on. Here we go. Here we go. Australian dollars. You said $5.99.
Uh huh.
That comes out to $598 American dollars.
Thanks for being here, Eric.
Now, I'm serious. I pressed it into a converter. I typed it in, and I hit convert, and it's $598.10. That shit's almost spot on even.
That is awesome.
So it looks like I'm not going to get a Wii U, because fuck that.
It's technology that's 6 years
yeah,
old.
We're going to come back on a couple minutes ago, so everyone knows. We're back, because I want to cut in the conversion thing, because we gotta do it for the lulls, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but
anyways,
God.
That's not. Is that outlandishly expensive for a new console?
It's not outlandishly
yes.
expensive for a
for that
new
console.
PlayStation or Xbox console, but for yeah. Nintendo to come out and say, hey, we have a system that we sell for $100.
Uh-huh.
Our new system is going to be worth $600.
Uh-huh.
Nobody buys a Wii to begin with.
Uh-huh.
That's why the price is plummeting.
No, well, it's not like they're introducing that much new stuff either.
Well, no, people bought Wii's for the gimmick factor that it had when it first came out.
Yeah. This one's got
aren't
a new gimmick.
Aren't you
going to
buy it
factor,
for the gigantic ass controller, though?
It doesn't have a new gimmick, though. It's the same gimmick.
You got a screen on the controller.
Oh, my God.
When Dad comes in and is like, I want to watch the baseball game with his
you know what else
bottle
had
of scotch.
A screen on its controller? Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. They think that's worth $600.
Maybe it's just expensive technology. I don't know. Maybe not. Listen,
you
they
can point the screen at the TV
listen,
and see new things.
They got a stupid. Lot of third-party developers who are very excited about the Wii U.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
sure
they're excited to.
This
stuff.
Is the one
we
with
haven't
the
done
tablet
anything yet.
Controller, right?
Yeah.
Kinda,
the,
yeah.
Miyamoto it's... wouldn't come on stage with his orchestra and lie to me like this.
Sorry.
That was Hideo.
Sorry.
And he's not Russian.
so sorry.
That was so painful.
Russian. I sound
so sorry.
I sound
sorry.
Kojima.
Sorry. No, you sound Russian.
No.
You sound like Goral.
You know what?
What was Swag's reaction to that, by the way?
We were laughing our asses off. Because, well, there's this part in Metal Gear Peace Walker where Snake is trying to light a cigarette or whatever, and his lighter doesn't work, and he's literally just like click, 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 click for like 5 minutes, and his number two is just standing behind him, like not doing anything. And that reminded us so much of that, that that's pretty much the only good thing to come out of the VGAs.
So you think that's what he was doing? He was going for that?
No, I don't think that's what was going on, but we drew that connection. Because that other dude was just standing behind him. He's like, sup. He started a play. He got the slow clap started at one point.
Yep. I like how he just, like, when he realized his partner there, like, when he realized the fail that was happening, he just kind of, like, thumbs ups him.
Yeah.
He's like, you're doing okay,
everybody.
He's like,
it's not as bad as it could be.
At least you're not naked, right?
Yeah.
Right? And then he started applauding it.
Yep.
VGA sucked.
Yeah, they were real bad.
Like they always do.
They were. I think they were the worst this year. I think the way to watch them is to PVR them so you can just fast forward through all the shitty.
Will.i.am
coming out on stage and all that shit.
But I liked Neil Patrick Harris, and I thought he had a few really good jokes, and the audience didn't seem to take to him too much.
No, he had no good jokes.
No.
Samuel Jackson was still the best host they've had, and he not a great host. So
Neil Patrick Harris can stick to dancing around on Broadway. And didn't they give him a musical number?
Some respect.
Prancing, if you will.
NPH, you guys.
No, that's so stupid. That is just a character. In the game world. There's Neil Pratt, there's real Neil Patrick Harris, and then there's the character Neil Patrick Harris that he plays on Harold and Kumar.
Which whatever is the real one.
No, shut up.
No, because that's so dude, stupid. Isn't that dude gay?
Like, so stupid.
Eats has a super big crush on Neil Patrick Harris. He just won't admit
I'm just
it.
Saying he doesn't belong in gaming. Like
I do. I admit
I don't
my
think,
man
I don't
crushes.
Think of Neil Patrick Harris when I think of gaming.
But he's Spider-Man. He's Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah, he's the voice of Spider-Man in The Amazing Spider-Man.
No.
Who cares?
Spider-Man fans.
Yeah.
Who Neil is Patrick your Harris biggest fans. Man crush then?
It's probably still Andy Serkis.
Really? Why?
Really?
I like Andy Serkis. Fuck
Andy
you.
Andy Serkis?
He's pro fucking voice actor, charming gentleman.
He's
like
proof
him.
That voice actors can get little to no recognition in mainstream Hollywood films.
No, I like him.
Who
I like
is he? I
the guy
don't.
Who played Gollum,
yeah.
Does a bunch of video game stuff.
Oh.
He was Ali in The Prestige.
That impressive, really.
Very impressive.
He was the monkey in the new Planet of the Apes.
He was King Kong. He voiced King Kong.
So,
King Kong.
His job is to stand in front of a blue screen and wear the ball suit.
I want that job.
That'd be a sweet job.
Yeah,
I do cartwheels all the time.
But you could get a homeless guy to do it, and he would do it just as well as Andy Serkis.
You're at your BioWare. Maybe you get on a mocap session.
Yeah, I'll talk to them about it. Be like, how do I get the ball suit?
I don't think they do any of their mocap there.
Listen, I like balls, all right?
I'll tell you about this.
I want them all over me.
If there's one thing I want, it's to be covered in balls.
Blue balls, specifically.
I got this bruise that I want to tell you all about.
Oh.
Period. End of conversation.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we talking about? Oh, yeah, the Wii. Yes, that's
the $700
Wii. $600
Wii.
That price is true.
Astronomical.
Well, yeah, it's not true. It's, I don't know.
It's as true as anything we ever say on the show.
Subject to change, I'm sure.
I have a few friends who are like really big Nintendo fans, and they are really excited about that. So
they're gonna pay
so they can put their controller on
for
the
sure
floor
they
and
will.
Pretend like
oh, yeah.
They're golfing.
Yeah, they have the DS. They have the 3DS now, and they play every game they can Nintendo.
I honestly think it was just, I realized they were
what
probably
the
just
we
trying to get
about,
like,
that game that
I don't
came
know,
on Nintendo, just
like
now.
An advantage or something. Like, this is our next console. We're doing it before everybody else.
Just for, come
check
on,
it out.
On Wii?
Oh, but no, we don't have anything really to show you. We don't have games to show you. We just got like experiences.
Tech, yeah, experiences.
Don't worry about it. Everything
the
will be
third
okay.
Third party developers are just so excited.
They're so excited.
Just chuffed to beans.
Well, I want to play Zelda. I'm
so
sad
do I,
that
actually.
I don't
yeah.
own a console to play.
And I
want to
play Mario games, like the not like Mario Tennis and those shitty games, but like the Mario platforming.
What was the
games.
New Mario 3D World?
3DS
or?
Land.
3D Land. Yeah.
3D Land. I heard it was amazing.
I don't know. Sure. Maybe. Probably.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to screw up a Mario.
I was
game.
Just gonna say it's hard to do those games poorly.
I'd do a Mario Kart.
Mario Party maybe.
Didn't a new Mario Party? Mario Kart like 9 or something just came out not long ago for this.
I think it's seven. Yeah.
God, that's so many Mario Karts.
But not really. I mean, seven. It's been 18 years in the making, 20 years.
I'm assuming that's online.
No, Super NES.
Yeah, Mario Kart's been out for a while.
Oh, not 20 years, though.
Super NES was out when I was in elementary school.
We're playing...
You just aged yourself.
I do it all the time.
Okay. We were playing games that were made in 1991. Like, Track and Field was 1991. That was
1986.
Whatever, 20 years ago. We were playing... Burger Time was, like, 89.
Yeah.
That was 20
no,
years
Burger
ago.
Time wasn't 89.
It was early.
No.
It wasn't that
Burger
late.
Time was, like, earlier.
No.
Burger Time was, like, 90 or 83.
What?
And
no.
The
NES wasn't even out in 83.
Burger Time didn't originate on the NES.
I'm talking Burger Time for the NES. When did NES release? Save me, Internet.
We should all be guessing, putting in an estimate.
83.
I'm going to say 87.
I'm going to say 89.
I think
86.
Oh.
First launched in North America. Oh, sorry, 85. Europe in 86. Australia in 87.
It's the year my brother was born.
87?
Which one?
85.
I thought you meant which brother.
Yeah. No, I meant which of the 3 years.
Kanye.
Ranted off.
Brother Kanye. Anything else happened in the news this week? Anyone?
Really.
Eric? News
no, it's,
anchor,
it's been
North American editor in chief for the website, looks up news.
It's been kind of a boring news week.
Yeah.
What's that article right there?
Yoshi Island.
Yoshi Island. That's a Yoshi Island type of news week.
Oh, tell us about Yoshi Island.
Oh yes. Well, let me tell you what. If you're one of those people that bought the 3DS at full price, you're probably an ambassador for the 3DS.
Uh huh.
And you can get Yoshi's Island for free, but don't get your hopes up because it's not the NES. It's not the Super Nintendo version.
Oh no! What version
it's
is
the,
it?
Tell us more.
It's the ported Game Boy Advance version.
So it's technically
Super Mario Advance 3, Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island.
That's a lot of.
Oh no! That's what I was gonna say. That's like a 5-line title.
Yeah.
Yes.
So great. I see Skyrim did well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that news at this point? They sold
impossible for that game to do terrible.
They made
possible.
I like how it says they had 10 million in sales, and then someone did the math that $65 a game is $650 million.
That is good math.
That is,
if anything is really difficult, it's
I'm just reading.
Multiplying a number by 10.
Yeah, great. I'm glad that game made money.
Of course it's going to make money.
Well-deserved. Well-deserved.
Sure.
Along the lines.
Uh-huh.
Speaking's hard right now for me. I don't
right.
know why, but...
You're about to have
Skyrim.
We'll have an
multiplayer mod.
Attack.
A little, you know, stuff out there. Multiplayer mod.
That sounds
dumb. I heard a little bit about this. That you could just kind of like Dark Souls, just jump into one of your buddy's worlds and just run around, type of thing.
That game needs to be multiplayer, though.
No, that's the last thing that game needs. Is multiplayer.
I just found some big news, and I'm sorry to interrupt, and it's not game related.
Oh my god.
But it's important, and
PR?
I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay. Peter Moore emailed into the show.
No, apparently Kim Jong-il died.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that power! Not so much.
That's devastating. He's
a good guy. Too soon?
Can't believe Dear Leader has departed.
Dear Leader.
Wow.
What will they do?
Did he really die?
What did he die from?
Right now? Did like the headline just pop up?
Well, no, I was just...
Breaking news.
Well, I was on Facebook and someone was like, "So long, Kim Jong," and I'm like,
"Check CNN."
Is that for real?
Front page.
That would be on news right now. So let's all collectively turn it on, even if you're hearing
Yonhap News reported.
I'm gonna go to.
The news came in a radio broadcast at noon local time.
It's not on CNN.
Fair dictator Kim Jong Il has passed away.
Yep, it says it on Yahoo.
I hope it's one of those jokes.
Faking. I hope he's faking his own death.
Yeah. For so that he can sneak attack South Korea.
No, he's obviously going down to Vancouver to watch Kanye, but he can't admit it, so he's just going to fake his death for a week.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Him and Oliver probably sat across from him on the plane. It's like, Amber, is that... No, I can't be.
Yeah.
I read he was dead.
The plane from Edmonton to Vancouver that Kim Jong-il was on.
How better to throw suspicion away from yourself?
There you go.
Allay suspicions.
Well, now what's going to happen to his, like, little legion of hackers that farm for gold and then sell it and then use that to fund terrorism?
They still will, because Kim Jong-il has a son who is...
You taught him well.
...going to take over.
They're well established.
And nothing will change.
And Tor just came out, so they're real excited.
Oh, yeah, they want to farm that luminescent red crystal.
Is that the one?
That's the one you want.
Oh.
That's the one.
Not the unluminescent.
I'm trying to look for news here.
No, there's no news.
All right, you want to do some emails? You just still want to look at Kim Jong?
Maybe. You want to write an email address? Podcast.
It's got to be on CNN or something.
Yeah, that's what we were on the CNN site. It wasn't there.
Manitank.com.
Well, I'm talking like, you know, the channel.
Manitank.
This might be like really like current.
Yeah.
Like just.
We heard it here first.
Manitank just broke the Kim Jong-il story.
You know, we should write up that it was
first,
an assassination.
Late. We're experiencing it for the real, real fresh. But you guys, you know, real, not so fresh. Kind of lukewarm. But, like, you still
this podcast isn't going up until probably after Christmas, because, I mean, I got so much tour to play.
CNN.
Well, at least you're honest.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Dan Rathers.
Damn it. Damn it.
What?
Did you pre-screen the questions?
I'm trying to get to CNN.
New.
There we go. Okay.
New.
All right, well, start with what's-his-name's question.
Peter Moore?
Yeah.
Peter Moore at EA.com writes in, says, Hi! This is a weird... Hi, Matthew, Max, Kevin, and Eads. Two of those are the same people, and Swag wasn't included. Been listening to the podcast for quite some time now, and I decided I should write in. I am wondering, how did your podcast career start? Was it just a few guys sitting in a basement who decided to start a podcast? Also, I believe it was Kevin who mentioned he likes the Asian beer, Sing Tao. It is actually pronounced Cheng Dao.
Did he spell it out phonetically?
Yeah, Cheng Dao.
Chang Dao.
Chang Dao. Thanks very much for getting me to sniffing game.
I want a video from Peter Moore.
Peter Moore with his sleeves rolled way, way up.
Yep, like way up. Maybe like a...
Might as well
just
be in like
a Manitank and Sharpie or something.
Might as
on
well
his arm.
Just be in like a wife beater at that point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'd take
his
that
sleeves
too.
Sleeves are so high up.
Preferably in a wife beater, I think. But, so how did it start? It's...
Yeah, how did it start?
How did this crazy podcast...
We ask ourselves... Swag and I ask ourselves this on a monthly basis, and
I'm pretty sure how it started was... Swag and Eads used to have a lot of sleepovers when they were in junior high together.
He's your age. So he was a 20-year-old man sleeping over at my house when I'm 13. I'm just spelling out the situation here.
They would always sleep in Eads's single bed together.
Right. Like we're in the big bed now, podcasting from. Yeah.
And then Eads is always the little spoon. Swag is always the big spoon.
Which is weird, because he's a little guy.
I know, but
odd.
It's the way you like it.
Okay.
And it was just the middle of the night kind of thing, and Swag's just like, hey, Eads, you want to do a podcast?
He whispered it into his
well, yeah,
sweet,
yeah.
Seductively.
Sweet nothings.
Sweet nothings. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that's how it started.
Yeah, very...
Very similar.
Very gay beginnings.
Well, that's why the show was so bad at the beginning.
Yeah, sure.
It was just talk about video games for a little bit and then go down on each other.
Oh, man.
Are you going to edit that out?
No,
do you have to censor that?
I can't censor.
Okay?
I can't censor pure truth. All right.
Yeah, there you go. So, do you really not know how it started?
I can't remember why we decided to start podcasting. It was just like, hey, it just sort of happened. I don't even remember.
Sweet, good story, bro.
How long have you been doing it?
A couple years. Few years, I'd say.
2 years?
Few years.
He can't even answer that question.
Shut up. When I'm here doing the podcast, I can't remember what I did yesterday. How am I supposed to remember what I did 2 years ago when we first started podcasting, or however long ago it was?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I think that Oliver was like listening to podcasts or something and was like, you know what, we should do one of these, and then we just did. And for some reason we kept doing them. Even though
they got better.
Nobody listened, and they were extremely awkward to begin with, and weird.
Yeah, can I remember just have listening an awkward to some silence stuff.
For like,
you know what he's what? What? Max?
Yes.
Yes. What are you trying to say?
I just wanted an awkward silence, and it happened.
Oh.
It happened.
No, I still have the old stuff on my hard drive. Nobody's ever listened
oh,
to
it. Oh, you need to you share
bust it.
It
out.
It's bad.
I've tried to get him to
it.
To
it shames
me
that it's so bad.
You know what we should
he
do?
He won't let me hear it.
Just rerun
that's
it
his history.
For the live
that's
show.
The podcast yeah. History.
On the live show, yeah, we should just have like a little segment of here's a couple
idea.
Minutes of listening to the very first Eads and Swag podcast.
Yeah. It might be something we could work out.
I think
out.
That would be very entertaining.
Dude.
Could be.
Kim Jong-il had, like, stadium full of people, like, when he did speeches and stuff. Jesus.
Yeah, because they were held at gunpoint.
There's so many
don't
of
show
them,
up,
and they sit down in perfect unison.
Thrown in jail
they needed
for
to
a
be
week.
There.
Yeah, and if you sing yeah. out of key, you get shot.
Yeah.
So, genetically,
they
North
love
Korea
their karaoke,
has
so I mean.
Very good keys.
Wow. Keys?
Singing.
So how did Max come into the show?
We were just doing up. I think we were all really drunk one night. Oliver wasn't there, and it was like this was before we did podcasts regularly, and it was just a like let's do a podcast, okay? And then Max just happened to be there, and
that was back in the days of Machinima, and
Craig
they contacted me for some voice over stuff.
Yeah.
After hearing some, like, quote-unquote auditions or whatever.
Don't call me, Max. All right, I'll call you.
Yeah. Even though I had played with that's how I met Eads on Xbox Live first, like, with some other random, like, kid or whatever that was on these Machinima forums. And I was telling Eads, I'm like, you know, I do voices and stuff, too. So, you know, no, I'll call you is pretty much the treatment he gave me.
Don't call me, all right? I fucking hate when people
and
call
little
my office.
Did he know, a couple days later, or whenever later, we drinking and doing a podcast together.
It's because we're just sad alcoholics, sit in our basement and drink by ourselves.
Still am.
It doesn't make it sad.
No, we're
sad.
We're
fine with it.
You're talking to somebody over the internet, so it's not like you're drinking alone.
It's what I tell myself, too.
Drinking right now.
Yeah.
With you guys.
Mm, great. Mm-hmm. Ashley's not drinking.
I'm not.
She's drinking Coke.
I'm being responsible
drinking
because
iced tea.
I have to drive.
Yeah. And I have to be alert for your awesome job in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah.
As
right.
opposed to the rest of us.
I got to be. I guess I could go in hungover.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, sure you can. Being a teacher is easy.
Show up for the first half a day. All right, we're going to watch The Lord of the Rings just because I don't want to do anything.
I'm going to go to my desk and pass out. Don't bother me.
Hey, Paul writes in. Dude. You guys know what Paul has to say?
Hey, Paul. What do you got to say?
He says, hey, guys.
What do you got to say?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Paul.
What's up?
Hi.
I'll be quiet.
Continue.
There are a few titles that you still pull out of your sweaty pit to pick up day one, but is it worth it anymore? Within a few weeks of a game, you would pay 40 or 50 euros for, that is how much we pay. I think that translates to $60-ish, and that drops at least 10 euros off within the first week. Having recently worked for a UK games retailer, Modern Warfare 3, Saints Row, and Skyrim all fell by a tenner or more just 3 weeks after release. I know you guys are kind of, quote-unquote, against pre-owned, but would you pay full price for a game knowing in a few weeks you can get it for cheaper, still brand new?
We can't get that in Canada. I don't know.
Did prices? They drop?
No,
they,
no.
Not by that degree.
Yeah, like, I think Modern Warfare 3 is still the same price
yeah.
as it was when
yeah.
it came out.
Modern Warfare 2 is still $49.95 yeah. at Walmart.
How many years later? 2 years later?
One year ago.
Is it really only one year?
It's a yearly franchise.
No, it's 2 years.
No,
oh, no, Black,
it, yeah,
Ops.
Black,
Black
Ops.
Ops.
Black Ops.
Black Ops. And then,
actually, it was more than 2 years ago.
No.
It was a little was more than two.
Well, how long
just
has
the way
Brian
the,
been on?
Just the way the calendar.
How long have you guys been?
4.5 years.
You guys played Modern Warfare.
Living where you're living.
Oh. A year and a half? Not even?
So yeah, 2 years, two and a bit.
Personally, I think, I don't know, when, like, Call of Duty-wise, I like to stand in line outside the store then at midnight to go and get mine. And
oh, yeah, you went to that. Tell us a little bit about how the Call of Duty
lineup was. I always wondered
that,
what it was like to be a girl at, like, a midnight launch with a bunch of really sweaty, weird dudes.
Well, yeah, I'm the only girl.
Showing off
line.
Her tap-out
no,
tattoo.
Me and my sister. My sister likes to play Call of Duty, too.
Okay.
But we went to the Black Ops one as well as this recent one. And no, it was good. This last one was the best because we actually had a whole group of friends come out, and we had a tent, like an ice fishing tent that we put together with a heater inside of it. But right when we put it up, the line started moving, and we couldn't move the tent because there were parked cars against the line.
What?
So we were panicking to get the tent with the line, and it was bad. But no, it was
next year rollers. Put that tent on rollers.
Yeah, that would have been helpful, but no, we played Hacky Sack, and it was freezing cold.
Fill in the stereotype.
We just played some Hacky Sack, you know, had like our taboo shirts. I was drinking Red Bull from the can.
We had our tent, we had our hookah in there, played some Hacky Sack, you know.
No, see, that'd be awesome. I'd go smoke hookah in a tent and then play Hacky Sack while lined up.
I'm
for,
not saying it's bad.
Call of Duty.
I'm just, you know,
next year we'll do that, okay? That's the plan. So but I want to go, like, 6 hours in advance. I want to be front of the line with my tent and my heater.
There's no way 6 hours is enough.
Really? Okay.
First,
no,
like,
no,
the guy
you
who,
like, be there early.
The guy who was first in line for the Skyrim in my area was definitely there for a couple days.
Really?
He's unshaven.
Oh, yeah.
His beard was long.
You could tell.
Yeah.
But yeah. I like that. It's an adventure.
What
it makes
day is it?
It makes the game fun, I think. And so, yeah.
To be honest, if I'm going to do that, like, I would be that guy that, like, would go a day or so in advance.
Commit
and I'd
completely.
Set up a tent. I'd have, like, a command center in there. I'd have a generator, maybe.
Generator.
I don't know. Depending on whether or not the store would let me bum off their power.
You need, like, a trailer.
No, we thought we'd take,
then you're,
like,
not in line.
We
unless
thought
you
back the trailer up to the front door.
You just got to bring a couple laptops and throw in a DVD or two and, like, just chill out.
My tent would have a big screen TV.
Yeah, projector.
My tent would have a stripper
wall.
Pole.
Nice.
That'd be good
for all the guys that are standing in line.
For me,
our
for
Skyrim launch was crazy. There was a lot of people there.
I want to see, like, your moves.
Why do you think they call them Dinner Dangles? It's a stripper name.
Just come to the club.
But no, I don't know. I like to stay up that night and try and pull an all nighter. But I'm pretty lame, and I usually only make it to, like, 5 a.m. and then pass out.
Yeah, 5's late.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
I
we can't
sucks.
Really make it much past 5 anymore.
No, we're getting old.
5's still pretty
terrible
good.
Ways, man. No, I used to remember, like, staying up, like, so late all the time. Like, I haven't slept in, like, 4 days because Super Smash Brothers just came out, and I'm still
when
fine.
When do you go to bed now?
Me? I'm on a weird schedule, so I go to bed at, like, 6 a.m. But I get a good solid 10 hours of sleep every night, or else I'm just crabby.
10?
6 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's when Matt sleeps.
Wow. I'm on more like a normal, quote-unquote, normal sleep schedule now. It's actually kind of nice and more productive.
I don't sleep for almost the entire time I'm at work.
I'm a night owl. I'm a night owl, man.
I am a night owl, too.
I come alive
which is why
in
this
the night.
Is weird. Weird being on a kind of semi-regular sleep schedule. But back to the, you know, camping out and going to a midnight lunch. I've always wondered what that, like, perspective is of a girl just, like, walking. Was there, like, a hush as you walk up?
Hush, yeah, like a hush and, like, silence and then
two girls,
you know, the murmurs,
just one girl.
The murmurs going.
People are
yeah
pointing,
we're not your
pointing.
Typical
those bitches play Call of Duty.
Yeah. No, well, we're not your typical, you know,
dude, I'm the classic
stereotypical gaming girls,
for
I guess. I don't well
tag,
I don't know what you expect from a girl. I don't know. My name's I Eat Cupcake and I get called
a fat. You saying you don't look like you play video games?
Cow all the time.
Yeah, I bet
so
you eat,
like,
your fair share of cupcakes, eh?
So I think what? A lot of guys are usually surprised what? When we go there, and they're like, oh, these girls are just doing something nice for their boyfriend or something to buy him a game. And we're like, no, we're going to own you on Call of Duty later, so screw you, yeah. Kind of thing.
Won't but, you take your tap-off shirt out?
No, most of them are really cool, like, in
tap
person.
Off?
They're...
I was hoping you'd miss that.
I don't miss that.
I
don't miss anything
you take your
like
top-off
that.
Shirt out.
I don't know what I
you
said.
Misspeak, I make a note. I choose whether or not to bring it out to the public, to light.
Every time.
I'm going to have to start doing the inner monologue thing, where you say exactly what you want to say in your head before you say it.
It's not how I do. I just whip it out there, man. That's what's best.
I'll say me what too. I think.
Just whip it out.
I don't even think. I just
that's the best policy.
I just whip it out.
That's when you get. That's when you get podcast gold.
Yeah. What so was his question?
Did we even answer his question? I don't even know
what
his question
was. I don't know. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it to go.
Oh, yeah. Just,
I hate waiting.
Just get the, spend $10, man.
I hate waiting so much.
And even I like to try and be ahead of people. Like...
And for the extra $10, you'll get 20 hours of entertainment. So
yeah, but that's the same. You would still get that 20 hours if you waited.
And well, what if the only thing you did until you spent the extra $10 or the got the $10 off was wait for the game? Like, just... sitting there rocking back and forth, seething over the fact that you don't have the game yet. Yeah, seething.
I don't know.
Getting your health back.
Oh, I should be looking more for, questions.
I'm like, Eads isn't even paying attention. He's playing with his balls right now.
True story. Can you hear him?
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
These, what are these called?
He's just mad that he doesn't have any blanket.
What are these called?
For Modern Warfare 3, it was actually kind of interesting because me and my brother went to the GameStop like way, way, way earlier in the day just to, you know, ask when they're going to start. You know, do they have anything going on? And can you still pre-order or whatever, you know, just to get a reserve copy? And we saw the guy, the first guy, like sit down. He just walked up, looked like just kind of a skinnier dude from high school there. He just walked up with a big box that had pizza in it. Couple jugs of like Mountain Dew or whatever, and just plopped himself right in front of that door. And we were walking out, and my brother is like, because he works at the school, so he knew the kid. He's like, really? He's like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And then he just sits there and just kind of stares forward. And he's just got his pizza and his jugs of Mountain Dew.
Good for that guy.
So
see, I used to work at a GameStop and doing those midnight launches, and I just thought they would be kind of fun, but then I realized that those people get the game at midnight if they wait for 12 hours, and then the person at the end of the line gets it at like 12:10. Yeah. Now they pump through those lines pretty quickly. So
not
when Skyrim
here they don't.
Oh, no, here they
about
do.
An
it's
an hour wait.
Still, we went it's... for my wife and I went for the Skyrim release, and we drove by the GameStop that was right by the Walmart, and the line just wrapped around the side of the building. We're like, yeah, let's just go into Walmart and get it. But Walmart conveniently lost their entire shipment of Skyrim.
Oh, no.
And
nice.
Nobody had any clue. They're like, I don't know. Well, sorry. So by the time we walked in, talked to those idiots, and came back out, the line was completely gone. And it was like 10 minutes after 12, and we got it at GameStop 10 minutes later. And yeah. Some of those people were probably there for 8-9 hours.
But they got it 10 minutes before you did.
I suppose.
I think it's a lot to do with the experience, though. Like, if you care about the game, and like,
yeah.
It's a good way, honestly. Like, I've met people that I game with even sometimes today at like a midnight launch locally or whatever. And, you know, it's a good social experience. You're among your own kind, the nerdy gamer kind that just stay.
People
in
like
your
us,
room
as
secluded.
Oliver calls them.
Yeah, people like us. Really.
Not like people like us.
Yeah.
Cyborgs.
You know. Don't you class me as cyborg? How dare you?
Hey man, I think we're all ridiculous. A little cyborg. All right,
you know, if I can
the
get
world
that
would be a better place
mechanical
yeah.
boob thing
if there was a little
going,
cyborg
I'll do that.
Augment the boobs the
but it's a lot about the experience, I think, because I did that what you said, Eric, like just 10 minutes after, you know, to show up when the line goes away, because they got it down to a science now. They pump through those lines, and yep. That's what I did for Gears of War 3. I just showed up, grabbed my game, I'm out. So I think it does boil down to the experience. And it depends on how much you care about the game. Like, Skyrim, I was really excited about. So I went to the line, yeah. Talked to some people there, got to see some people do some rubber sword battles.
Some Fus-ro-dying.
No, LARPing.
They weren't LARPing. Come on. Oh, yeah, I guess it was a little
We never
LARPing.
Got that D&D
yeah,
game together.
I lived with LARPers for a while. It
yeah,
was...
whip.
You lived with LARPers?
Yes, it was scary. We would come home and they would have their clan together in the living room all dressed up and taping nice. Their swords and
first
shit up
all,
and like
they're probably a guild. All right.
I think I don't know. Either way they
this.
Smelled they
I would say
they smelled
a
weird.
Fellowship.
Yeah, they're
like
maybe.
Talking about stuff, reenacting loader stuff.
They,
like,
yeah, they were setting up scenarios and talking about their armor and smelling weird and just.
And then the microwave goes off and be like, "Oh, that's the pot stickers." I'll be right
just be
remind me.
Just be
no.
Really
they had the
thankful
they
not...
actually had the deep fryer on the end table. They just brought that shit out in the living room. They couldn't be bothered to go
awesome.
To the kitchen.
What's wrong here? I don't see the problem. Let's get a deep fryer out on this table.
No.
That's just how larvers roll, man. They don't care. They live dangerously. Fucking bring that deep fryer into the couch, you know, room
deep
area.
Deep fry everything.
Room, TV room.
For this podcast.
Well, that's because if you get a little bit of deep fry grease on your sofa, you can just let it harden and
it's blood.
Eat it later.
It's dragon
Suck
blood.
Suck it up later. It's treasure.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like finding
or
a health
if you
potion.
Didn't, if you didn't like the sofa, you just chop it in half with your sword. You know? It's a good
It's a plastic sword.
Plastic sword.
I'd have a
that
real
That couch
sword
becomes a dragon, and they LARP the shit out of it.
But so why'd they have to do it in our living room? Why couldn't they go to the playground next door?
Because the they got their asses beat by all the freaking tap-out shirt-wearing motherfuckers.
Hey, Oliver writes into the show, says...
Oh, boy.
The subject is sup, bitches. What's up, bitches?
Let's see.
Says, hey, guys, I'd love to be there, but just because I'm not, here's a question for your asses.
That Kanye concert is getting to his head.
Yeah.
Sup, bitches, your asses.
He's quite eloquent.
I'm in Vancouver, and by the time of this recording, Amber and I will be jamming out to the easy listening sounds of Jay-Z and Kanye. I've seen Kanye 3 times and Jay-Z once before, and I can attest to the greatest performances of the two. I was just wondering if you guys have had a chance to see your favorite musical bands live, and if you've had any interesting stories to tell. Peace out. You all have a Merry Christmas / Happy Holidays.
Sweet.
He didn't put bitches at the end there?
No.
Oh, okay.
He did. I got to see Snow Patrol about 2 years ago, and they did this. It's when their second to last CD came out, and like the big song was Save the City or whatever the hell it was called. They didn't play that song. That was the name of the tour, and then they got to their huge encore, and they had to restart it 6 times because the main singer kept forgetting the words over
no.
and over and over.
He's faking
it was,
up. Oh, that's
it
awesome.
Was awesome. Oh, take
like,
back
how did
the
that
city.
Go?
That's
like, I'm sorry, cool. guys. We're gonna do it again. Sorry. I'm gonna get it this sorry. Time.
Well, yeah, sorry. he would get about 3 minutes into it because it was like a 12-minute song that they'd kind of mashed together. And he'd get about 3 minutes into it and just completely forget it. Like, I don't remember the words. We got to start over. And then he had the bassist come up and tell him the words, and then he forgot it. And then he had to write them down, and it just was a mess.
Maybe he's probably like super high.
He was on
just
coke.
Quit then.
Yeah.
Like after that.
Yeah, it was all right.
How did the crowd take it? Were they just booing like
Woo,
crazy?
Snow Patrol!
We were cheering. It was a good time.
I don't know. 6 times? That's a lot. I could see like
hey,
one.
Well,
maybe
they
two.
Had it. They had a really cool projection thing with a kind of a cool video going on in the background. So we got to watch that 6 times, which is pretty
so
cool.
So that
kind of saved
that
it.
That substitutes or that makes incompetence okay.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Hey,
yes, it does.
Hey, at least we knew they weren't lip syncing.
There you go.
Whatever.
Maybe that was a ploy to just make you think that.
Damn hippies were high on your. Drugs and cocaine.
But I walked out
drugs.
Wanting to hear that one song. It was the name of the tour. It was the Take Back the City tour, and they didn't fucking play that song. That was
and yet you're still defending
you
it.
What
letter. Is this?
Should,
I don't understand.
You should write a letter to them.
I'm on the fence. I don't know if I should be pissed or if I should be letter. Excited because I got to see them. I don't know.
Pissed. I'd be pissed.
Pissed, yeah. I'm not grateful for anything.
Didn't play your favorite song.
Yeah, whenever I go to a concert and they don't play my favorite song, I'm always so betrayed.
I've never been to a concert.
But not only that, I forgot the words.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I've never
oh
been to
God.
A concert.
Really?
Never in my life. All the bands I like are dead.
All right. Because you're a 40-year-old
yeah,
person.
Yeah, you're an old soul.
Trapped in a 40-person
There's only
body.
One school, all right? And it's the old school.
Okay, what's the name of a band that is dead?
I don't know. Pink Floyd.
Like, you would want to.
Not
like,
dead.
You like Tragically Hip. They came sure. to town a year ago.
Yeah.
You didn't go.
No.
You like AC/DC? They came to town.
Yeah, no,
two
not
years
new AC/DC
ago.
Though. AC/DC's
U2
dead.
Was here last
they don't
year?
Play
don't
their
like
new
U2.
Stuff though.
I don't like
they
U2.
They just play their hits.
No, they have their
That's
new
the
CD
point.
Came out and they're like, we're doing a Black Ice tour for our new CD.
Yeah, I bet
it's got
you
all
play,
these great
I bet
fucking
they
songs.
4 songs for the new CD and then 20 songs of their old stuff.
No, I don't.
You like Phil Collins? You like him?
No.
He's still around.
Everybody loves Phil Collins.
How do you not like Phil Collins?
I don't.
No? Nobody else?
Is that Phil Collins?
Oh, that's Phil Collins.
Okay.
Oh,
I just don't
boy.
See the point. I don't like concerts. I don't know. Why? Why
you
would
don't,
I...
You can't say
would
you don't
I...
like
Aww.
Concerts without having
I don't like the idea of
one.
Concerts. Why would I want to go to a concert and spend all this money when I could just not go
to
a concert? To
be honest, if you're going to a rock concert, like,
and just
like
listen to
modern
the...
rock concert now,
yeah.
today, like, there's a lot of douchebags
I don't like
there,
modern rock
so.
Either. I think most modern artists are incredibly untalented. And just
I would have to agree with that. Which is why yeah. I've started listening to Top 40, Oh my god. The reason Top 40 is better than like modern rock and Ryan stuff Seacrest. Like that is because they actually come out with new singles every 2 weeks. And a modern rock artist who puts out a new CD will be lucky if he gets two singles in the top 100. And that's even for like a station like Sonic. Like Sonic is the modern rock station in Edmonton. And any artist from Sonic who puts out a new CD, it's like, hey, we got a fresh new single off of the new
CD. I'm trying to think of some artist that would
insert name here, and that's the only song you hear from that CD.
The Black Keys have, I think, three out this year.
Are they new artists?
Yeah.
They're newer. Black Keys have been around for years and years, haven't they?
Modern rock.
Yeah, they were on
Muse. Does Muse count?
No,
Muse is totally still doing stuff.
They're doing lots of stuff.
I think Muse has always fucking sucked though.
It's all the same stuff.
I don't know. I just think that most modern artists are just douchebags. No one's just like, I just like playing music. They're like, I do it for the art. I got my sweater tied around my neck.
Yeah.
Like Metric, my big Tegan
fucking
and Sarah.
Glasses on.
Kevin can't say anything bad about Tegan
and
Sarah.
Yes, I can.
What? Lesbians.
Their last album only had one single off it.
What was it?
I don't even remember.
North Shore?
And oh, no. See, I haven't even heard anything off of that one. The one for the show that we went to. Their album only had one single off it, and then they started to play a second one, and it didn't catch on.
But
and
their
they never
Tiesto song is amazing.
Well, yeah, but that's because it's a Tiesto song.
So good.
And Tiesto can shit on a record.
The
and
fuck
people
are you saying? What is happening?
Oh my god!
I don't know. I like modern rock, so I'm
boo.
Getting back to the actual question, the only artist I have not been able to see that I've wanted to see was Pearl Jam. I've seen
they're coming right away.
Possibly. I don't know. I don't even know if I want to go see them anymore, just because Eddie Vedder went totally crazy. But I've seen Metallica, Rolling Stones, U2, AC/DC, Tragically Hip, Nickelback.
Gross. You went to Blink-182.
Nickelback. I've seen
fuck
hundreds and hundreds of bands. Smashing Pumpkins, I've seen ZZ Top, Sum 41. Like I don't even know how to keep going. So many bands.
Moist. I saw Snoop Dogg last year.
Snoop Dogg.
Moist is so good. Yeah. I love David Usher. I was gonna say one of my favorite concerts is David Usher. I went to like a really small like 30 people in the audience concert for David Usher, and it was like a
David
modern
Usher?
Dance. You're Too Young.
What's David Usher going on?
David Usher was the lead singer for Moist, and now he's kind of a solo artist. Moist. From he lives in Montreal, but we went to Montreal and we watched a show, and it was like a modern dance thing, and I don't know, it was kind of strange, lots of dancers, and then he was playing the music for it. But then after the show we got to come up on the stage and like hang out with David Usher, and I got a picture with him and like got to hang out. And that was a really cool experience for me. So but
didn't
I'm
we talk about Moist last week before?
I don't think so.
Something, I remember Moist came up. You had injured at a Moist concert.
Oh yeah, when I got knocked out. That was during the mosh pit at Moist.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Max, you see any bands live?
I've seen, what's it called? Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace. That was a combo thing or whatever. It was okay.
Douchebag bands.
Do you even know who they are?
Whatever. They're okay. They're not so much douchebag bands. I don't know. They got some good songs.
Douchebag songs.
Breaking Benjamin's not bad.
No, they're not bad. There was another one. I can't remember. I was at Milwaukee Summerfest or whatever. I saw a couple there. I don't remember which ones it was. I saw Saliva there. They were real disappointing. I'm not a big Saliva fan anyways, but we were there just because it was whatever. That was a concert that was going on. Because if you guys, I'm sure, maybe are you guys familiar with Summerfest at all? What that's all
yes.
about?
Yeah.
It's, oh yeah.
Basically, just kind of a festival, same kind of thing. Whole bunch of bands. You can walk around and you know go to different shows or whatever. And Saliva just happened to be playing. That was pretty disappointing.
Stage 13.
Yeah, same kind of thing.
I don't know. There were some other bands in there that I've seen, but the most, I guess, going to a show and you know like officially going would be Breaking Benjamin 3 Days Grace concert. That was my first one, I think.
I went
and the only one that I can remember, really, vividly. So, yeah.
I've been to a couple rock shows. I'd like to go to more. Honestly, what I'd like to go to is like an electronic show, like electronic music, like Dead Mouse or something.
Go to
like
a rave.
Like
microwaves.
You just want an excuse to do ecstasy.
Yeah, I was gonna say to do some ecstasy.
No, I'd probably just get super, super.
Eat a glow stick or something.
end up being the one that's like curled up on the ground. Yeah.
Just touch the fuzzy wall. It's the problem.
Yep. Stroke the fuzzy wall, actually.
Whatever. Fuck you, all
right? Get your quotes right.
No.
Quote right or don't quote at all.
It was a soft quote. Jesus. That's all the emails I got. Yourself. I don't want to do a show anymore.
All right, Matt. We're gonna have to let you go.
Okay.
You know, for having very little to talk about, I think we did okay.
I want to go play Tor. Let's wrap this show up.
I want to go play Skyrim.
All right,
set Tor to download.
Follow me at Dinner Dangles on the what do you call it? The Twitter
tweets.
Yes,
the tweets. Show me your tweets.
Show him your tweets.
Show us your tweets. Show us your tweets.
Add guess Mexican.
You follow me at Honest Pizza.
I'm at the Matt Eads.
At iCupcake. You can also find some videos of mine on Elephant Shoe Productions on YouTube if you want to check those out.
Why don't you
tell
us a little bit about your videos before we end it here?
My best friend and I, Angela, we make a lot of little YouTube videos, and we have a web series going on right now called Turnover, and it's just an office comedy where we work for a company that has a really high turnover rate. So every episode we have a new employee come in, and there's something terribly wrong with them, and we just have to interact with them because we work with them. And so it's actually pretty good, and we entered into some local film festival, and we've tied for first in the last two rounds. So
you tie for first? That's bullshit.
I know. That's because Eads didn't make it out.
Oh, you needed my vote.
It's all been my fault both times.
Yeah.
Hey, went to, I only voted for your film. Everyone else was like voting for other, like, oh yeah, it was pretty good. I watched this old man build a bed in stop motion or whatever.
That was tight.
Fuck.
But yeah, so you can just check us out on YouTube. It's Elephant Shoe Productions, and you can see me there.
In the flesh.
In the flesh.
On the grass.
See what her tap-out tattoo looks like.
Oh, yeah.
So or gross. The bruise.
It's like a tap-out tramp stamp right in the lower back.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
Not cool.
That's all I got. If you want to write the show, podcast, madtank.com, email address. You can check out the Unnamed Video Game Challenge up on the old The Matt Eads' YouTube channel. Doing pretty swell.
Oh, yeah. Matt, we should mention too, we're still kind of in the hunt for another writer or two.
Okay, when does that end? When does
we're looking to wrap that up here in we want to have all of the application packets sent out before Christmas.
Okay.
So send an email off to us. There's a page up on Manatank for Write for Us with all the details. So if you want to be part of it, get on it.
I'm going to apply.
End of the year podcast.
You don't know
coming up.
Takes, let me tell you.
I'm going to apply.
Yeah, live New Year's show, end of the year show on January 6th.
Video stream on that
video
one.
Video stream.
We have a video feed.
Happening live. Happening right here. Maybe we'll bring back all the guests we've had on throughout the year.
Yeah, anybody who wants to stop by my place to
sure, man.
To be on the
That'd
show.
That'd be weird, but if you're in Edmonton, that would be. I think that might be too weird, and I might just go ahead and retract that right now.
Well, I don't want listeners to show up.
No? Just guests?
Yeah, just like
people. Elias Tufexis coming in.
Yeah,
guys, I was just in Edmonton. What's going on? I brought this bottle of gin and grape soda.
I don't know how available everyone would be, but you should do like a gaming stream after the show ends. I think that'd be fun.
Maybe. It's going to be a long show.
I don't know what the internet's like there, where you're at.
It's going to be a real long show, because we got to come to a consensus on our Game of the Years.
Yeah,
consensus.
I already know mine, so that's fine.
Consensus.
If anybody here is so ignorant that they will make this show go for 15 hours,
it's you.
It's this guy.
You'll just get drunk and fall asleep, and Max will too, and then Oliver and I can come to some sort of agreement.
But Kevin's fun. When he passes out, you just pile things on top of him. We like stack chairs and tables and stuff like that, so that's kind of enjoyable.
One time I woke up because when I get drunk, I tend to pass out wherever I am. So I passed out in the kitchen on the floor one day. And nice. I woke up the next morning literally with like 75 pounds of stuff just piled on top of me. It's like I couldn't even get it all off of me because I had to like reach around to the top of this mountain because they put like glasses of full water on the top just so I wouldn't be able to get out.
Wow.
Oh,
I remember that.
We're good friends.
That's good.
Oh, that
That's
was good. Funny.
The water is a nice touch. I passed out in my chair here doing like a tiny chat, whatever, live chat thingy with friends. And I fell asleep in my chair with Bullseye in my arms. That's my dog, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's your boyfriend.
That was a good time.
Great. Yeah.
Can I add one more thing?
Probably not.
Nope.
Okay. Mm-mm. For anyone who is interested in getting a career at BioWare, you can apply online. Just go to www.bioware.com/careers and fill out a profile, and I'll be the one kind of taking a look. So make sure you do that if you're interested.
You can't believe you didn't pass on my.
Will you give us preferential treatment?
We'll see.
Let me tell you what.
I want to be the guy that says Peggy 18.
We don't do Peggy 18 in America. That's a UK thing, a Europe thing.
What is it? What do you guys have? M. Like what is it?
M for mature.
ESRB.
Yeah. The whole like whisper like rated M for mature.
Yeah, that's
on the shooters.
On the trailers, only on the trailers though.
Yeah. No, the commercials too.
All right, well.
Yeah, but not on the
Let's wrap this up.
Anyways, for the end of the show, we'll see all you guys. I don't know when we're going to see you guys. Maybe not at all between now and January 6th. We're kind of all on Christmas holidays.
Yeah, everything is all fucked up.
So there might be a show in there at some point. There might not be. But January 6th.
You enjoy this podcast. Savor it.
January 6th for sure. Twice. I don't know. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming, yeah.
It was a pleasure.
It was a
thank you.
It was a crowded show, but I think
we made it work.
Yeah, yeah.
No tapping out here. That's for sure.
That's for true. See
Kim Jong Il. Gone.
See, yeah. I'm gonna go more on Kim Jong Il. We'll see you guys when we see you guys.
Bye, dear leader.
No power.
I'll take it.